It's the Tiltcast, episode 163, The Search for More Bacon Bowls.
That's pretty much all it is, The Search for More Bacon Bowls, so fuck it, go ahead.
Really?
Fuck it, just start naming off the games. It was the end of the world, eh? And then I'll do it. It was the end of the world, and there wasn't much left for us to do except for curling and drinking beer. So we spent a lot of our time searching for more bacon bowls.
This week we talk about Terraria, Shadow and Returns, XCOM, Winning, Enemy Within, Skyrim, Maldi, Reus, Wolfram, Power Wars, Project Zomboid, The Swapper, and Rust. So stay tuned.
Let me put some crispy bacon in your mouth, eh?
The fat drips right off your tongue.
Ooh. And we're sitting here in the living room.
Just waiting.
Yeah, with Jason is here, obviously. And I'm here. So, Jason, what have you been doing?
Well, other than waiting on Justin's lazy ass to get back here.
He's not coming on tonight.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah, he got stuck at work. And Rusty just...
Yeah, he's migrained again.
Yeah. Well, I knew you guys were looking for him this weekend. He was down at the Dreamland bookstore, and he got in a car with some guy.
Oh, flashed a 20. Yeah.
He disappeared.
Rusty got violated a little.
We're not sure what that was. We thought he was going to Whataburger. Haven't heard from him.
It's evidently they used some really good drugs.
Maybe.
So. Who knows?
So, what have you been doing?
Well, you know. Decided to, I was bored and just start going through Ancient Aliens.
Oh, they had a marathon of that on, yeah. I feel bad watching that with my girlfriend because she's like a physics major, so she just laughs the entire time. So I laugh at it too, but it feels really bad when there's somebody in the room who like is, well, eventually one day, like they have some physicists on there, if you can call them that. So I feel kind of bad when I'm like, these are the colleagues that you guys will probably talk shit about. And she's like, yeah, probably. Because most people who are like credible physicists usually sit there and go like, if there's aliens in the universe, we'll most likely never hear from them. So.
Yeah.
Well, to even think that they built the pyramids is just kind of, you know, they sit there and go like, well, with modern technology, it would be so hard to build these things, to even make a straight line. So... the aliens must have had help. And that's how they sound, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think to myself, I don't think they realized that there was an entire nation building these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just take into account just simple fulcrums, you know, and you could lift, like, 20,000 tons on a pivot and rotate it with two people. And by rotating it, you can turn it like and move it 9 feet, 10 feet at a time. It'll just take a while. But even by using simple counterbalance, you can actually move a large rock uphill with the proper pivots in place, you know.
The Egyptians had thousands of oxen that were used to move the shit as well. So
They also had more forms of beer than we do, according to their hieroglyphs. They had, I think it was like 5 or 8 types of beer. That must have been very interesting.
Well, you know, the pharaohs were fairly jealous.
They were drinkers.
Yeah.
And inbreeders.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So much disease. Really, I just watched that show for the one writer with the crazy hair.
Sokolos. You know? Yeah, Giorgio Tsakalos.
It's the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that guy because he's, it's funny because I talk to people who watch Ancient Aliens and they tell me, they're like, oh, well, you know, that guy is like, he's a physicist. So actually, no, he's not. He has no degrees whatsoever. He runs Eric von Daniken's, like, one of his gallery things, and he's also a publisher-in-chief for a magazine. That's, well, he used to be, he's not anymore. I mean, the guy has no degrees whatsoever.
No.
So if you're going to sit there and tell me he's a physicist, then you're fucking full of
shit.
Guy
doesn't even have a journalism degree. I mean...
probably not. I don't know that much, but he's very interesting with very... he's like the Hagar of the ancient alien community, with his hair and his outfit.
He's definitely fun to watch.
I could see him wearing a boa on an expedition.
Yeah,
I could see that. He's very peculiar. So there's that one, and then there's the other one they do. What is it? They do Ancient Aliens, and then they do what's that other one? The dude that wears the hat with the aviator glasses. Forgot the name, but he's on the Ancient Aliens every once in a while. He's a really weird dude. So they go off and they try and debunk alien stuff and prove it's right. He's always like, "Well, Area 51, that's the answer to everything, Area 51." And you're just like,
"Yeah,
why is Area 51 so fucking important?" They go like, "Well, that's where they hide all this." I was like, "What are they hiding there?" I was like, "Well, they won't tell us what's there." I was like, "Yeah, because if they tell you, then the Russians know." You know, back during that time, that was the whole ordeal. If they tell you that they're building the B-bomb, all kinds of shit there, then everybody else is going to know. Of course, there is a level of national security that has to be maintained on certain projects. So it's not that they're hiding aliens. Not to say that they aren't, but it's not that they're hiding aliens so much. It's that there's a lot of stuff there. And then there's like, oh, well, we've had like Lazar and all these other people come forward and tell us that, they worked on alien spacecrafts, and we've had people come into the that little alien, that gas station food stop, who say they work at Dreamland and that they worked on alien ships. I'm like, have you ever heard of somebody fucking with you for fun? I mean, if I worked at Area 51, I'd fuck with people. I would fuck with people constantly, because it's not a breach of contract if I go like, there's one alien, we play poker with him. It's impossible. The guy can just read your face. Literally, he can read your face. So, I would totally fuck with people if I worked at Area 51.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'd tell them that not only did I work with aliens, I got anal probed by one and he brushed my teeth. He used his dick to brush my teeth.
I did acid.
Bang that. Don't bang that, please.
You guys already starting the show?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Jason, press play. Record.
What can I say? I got anxious.
You got anxious. And that's what everybody does.
Okay, we're talking about Area 51. Okay, if you worked at Area 51, would you not fuck with people and tell them that, oh, yeah. Yeah, aliens, man. They run the whole C-Wing up there. It's like, it's nothing but aliens and space poodles. You can talk, Rusty.
No.
I would totally fuck with people constantly.
Oh, yeah.
I would tell them all kinds of shit. Yeah, I'd be like, CDs? Martians. That's where we got the ideas for that.
Apparently, so I can't say who.
Apparently, that's where their brains are, is CDs. That's where we got the idea. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I know somebody that worked there for a short amount of time on a contract, but I can't disclose their name, and he can't disclose what he did.
Is it someone I know? Because I know a guy who works for government stuff.
I used to work for Area 52.
Doing air filtration systems and all that.
It was the big brother.
And he can't talk about a lot of the stuff he gets to work on.
Yeah, essentially. And he's not one of those like aliens guys either. He's just like, it's really boring, but I can't talk about any of it.
Yeah.
He replaces the plungers.
Yeah, I was saying. Like, well, I know that what he does is like home remodels, and he's like a handyman kind of guy. So that kind of makes sense.
Uncannily accurate.
Well, here's the thing: there are a lot of top secret testing for different vehicles.
Wow!
Speaking of J-Snore.
Wow.
He just Red Bull, and that was the loudest thing I've heard in a while. That sounded like
that Red Bull.
So I got a little bit of Red Bull in my eye. Dude, I'm not quite sure how that happened.
I'll tell you how you didn't close your mouth all the way.
There was a little
just
backlash.
Poured up his face.
Yeah. So the laws of physics were suspended.
Dude, you were pouring that down your gullet like Doc Brown would pour that down Mr. Recycler.
You were sucking that down like Groom Lake sucks rainwater.
Like a dick sucking vacuum.
Like a dick sucking vacuum. Just rips it right off.
I am really awake.
So we're back to the show, and of course there's Jason, and then there's Rusty.
Fuck.
And then there's
apparently I had a migraine. It's over now.
And they just wanted to do the show with themselves.
Actually, no, we said that you that the some guy flagged you down outside of, what was it, Dreamland Books downtown. And then you got in the car with them, and we thought you were going to get water.
Guy.
There, but you never came back. Yeah.
Yeah, so, well.
Yeah.
He likes them cozy.
We thought you were going to get Whataburger.
Whataburger?
You wouldn't got Whataburger-sized.
Whataburger?
Whataburger.
I fucking hate Southerners.
Your anus got
Whataburger?
No, your anus got Whataburger-sized.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Yeah. Anyway, then we got Justin over there.
Hey, what up, guys?
So, and of course, we were just talking about Area 51, so we'll go and just say, hey, Rusty, what have you been up to? What you've been up to the past 2 weeks, because we didn't talk about that last
Wasting
week.
Wasting fuckloads of time, apparently. I just realized.
Not playing multiplayer, I'll say that much.
Yeah, I was kind of antisocial. I just realized today that I go to work and school next week about this fucking time, and god damn,
I'm still off.
I'm still off. Yeah.
What a motherfucker.
I know, right?
Actually, a lot of schools actually were closed out today as well because of the weather.
Yeah. Man, fuck the weather. Day back. Fuck the weather. Big time. That's probably
because
cold,
you think it's. Well, it is cold.
I'm enjoying
it.
But
I thought you were supposed to be talking about saying, oh, Michigan rules. This weather's pussy.
I think
okay.
that was
I said the weather, right? Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right? Fuck off. I'm not Canadian.
You're just most of the way there.
Almost.
You want to go curling?
No.
Let's go curling.
No.
No.
Oh, you no. Almost did it.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
No, I got some leftover beer in my garage. I got to go drink. So I can't go curling tonight.
No, what's bad is when he came back from his vacation up north.
Shit. For like
For the first week he was back, he sounded a little Canadian.
Wasn't Canadian. It was Northern Michiganer.
That's close enough.
Yeah, it's like just across the lake.
It's like the north. Closer.
Very fucking literally. Thank you very much.
The more north you go, the more they sound like it. So.
Unless you're in Wisconsin, all of them sound like that.
Wisconsin just sounds like
Wisconsin.
That. Just Wisconsin.
So. No,
or if you go into like Maine,
yeah,
it gets a little weird.
Doesn't matter where I fucking go. I went up to visit for 2 months. And for the first month, they all swore I had a fucking accent. Apparently, Michigan, Florida, Oklahoma. Put all that together and it sounds like me. And then I come back and I sound more northern than southern.
More northern than.
Fuck off.
More Canadian than
northern.
Hey, right?
Hey. Well, if you're around something long enough, it rubs off on you, so. Yeah. Did they rub off on you? Is that why you're laughing?
Oh, no.
They say, we're going to initiate you, eh? And then they held you down.
Just the rub off
boys. Just the tip boys.
Yeah, they held you down and they rubbed off on you one by one.
That's terrible.
He did go to the gun range with the militia, so.
It's like, we're going
to
teach you to speak.
We're not
going to
talk about that. That was the most amazing fucking time, though.
They have lots of crackers?
Oh, God.
They make you clean their gun butts?
Did you clean some rifles?
Did you go curling?
Go curling.
Nobody went grabbing.
It was really fucking fun. I mean, they brought out two giant fucking tables and completely covered it with guns and ammo. It was amazing.
Is this for their war against
the rest of
America?
War versus whatever we ended up fucking
the war against
used
Coke bottles.
Everything we could for target practice, including some little girl's fucking cabbage patch.
Whoa, that was going super dark for a second.
I would shoot a talking Teddy Ruxpin in the face.
I would too.
That would be pretty awesome.
Fucking
give me a bunch of Furbies.
Yeah, I was about to say Furbies. Fuck
Tickle
those.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Yeah. Well, Tickle Me Elmo, he doesn't have
Furbies
that much electronics
creepy.
In him, though. So
it's going to get
like
a fucking war on the toy department.
You got to hit something with a lot of electronics in it. Yeah. So when you hit it, I mean, I threw
it
across the room, and it, like, sparked out of its eyes one time. So I can only imagine what a bullet would do.
Oh, dude.
So,
let's try
it. It's just like, it's fucking Canadian Furby.
You didn't have a possessed Furby when you were a kid?
No, actually, it was my ex-girlfriend's at the time when we were living together. It kept making these sounds. It would wake up and it'd be like, la la li la. And I'd be like, it sounded like a Teletubby. I looked at it, and I was trying to play Warcraft, and they wouldn't shut up.
Was that over at your apartment over there by the mall?
Yeah, she told me to take it. No, it was in the it was way before that. It wasn't Woodland Hills. No, you knew me, but this is when you were out of the state. This is before I was living at the Woodland Hills apartments. I was over at the Eaton Square apartments with this girl I used to date, little gamer chick, gigantic, nice boobs, little body. But anyway, tall. But anyways,
gamer chick, got it.
She had this Furby, and she told me if it makes noise, just pick it up and turn it upside down and put it back down. And I kept doing that, and it would just wake back up after a few minutes. I was just like, motherfucker, shut up. And it just kept talking.
Did you shake it?
Yeah, I shook it like a baby. I shook it like a baby, and it just started like making noises. So I tossed it, and it hit the wall, and its face constricted in a way that one eye was open and twitching, and the other one was closed. And it was like, going struck like it
dumb.
And it was going like, and I thought I had broken it. And I was like, oh shit,
you did.
I can't afford to replace her fucking Furby. So I picked it up and I start picking at its eye, trying to get it to close. And finally, it just like stopped screaming and its eyes closed and its mouth shuts. And I'm like, okay,
it's dead.
So I take it and I start turning it upside down, back and forth, and trying to wake it back up. And it finally just wakes back up after I put it down. I fucked up. I said, oh my god, I broke a Furby. I'm sitting there, and like a few minutes go by, and it goes, I'm like, oh, you dick. And I flip it and I knock it back down on the floor, and it makes the noise again. I just left it at that point. I was like, your cat knocked it over. My bad.
Which, full disclaimer, the Tiltcast in no way encourages the shaking of babies.
Only Furbies.
Fucking Furbies. When I had one, I got on my nerves so fucking much that I put it in a fucking closet.
That's creepy.
And it's got a fucking light sensor on there, so if it's dark, it fucking won't speak.
Did it ever go off by accident in the closet?
Well, my mom opens the fucking closet.
Middle of the night, you're lonely, lonely.
And it's like right there staring at her, and it's like, rah, rah, rah. And she fucking freaks out. She's never seen one of these things before. And of course, everybody like associates that with fucking gremlins. So
she thought it was real. So you're telling us your mom is crazy now that she thought the Furby was real when she saw it.
Well, for at least 30 seconds.
It was just like that split second. She jumps back. What the fuck?
I need to slip one of those in the fridge.
It was no more than fucking 1 second after. What the fuck, Rusty?
You know what you do is you get one of those little toy strap-ons and you put it on the Furby so it wakes up.
Strap-on?
Yeah, it's just a little novelty strap-on. It's a little thing. It's about the size for like a Ken doll.
He's like, yep, so, exactly. He's like, I used to
work in a store that sold shit like this. So you just get a little novelty one and just put it on the Furby. Or just make one. Put it on the Furby.
What are you doing? What are you doing this weekend? I'm making toy strap-ons.
Yeah.
I'm making
just make a little fake strap-on, like put it on the Furby and hide it somewhere. Here's a fucking. It's a Furby with a heart on, talking to him out of nowhere. I mean, put it in the fridge, you know.
I think you've got some kind of fetish.
I think it would be funny for a 5-year-old kid to find that.
I think putting it in the fridge at work would be the best
thing. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, putting in the fridge at work.
Wow.
Yeah.
At my job.
At your job.
I have this George Bush voice box. And I slip it into people's chairs. And in areas where they would sit or lean back against, so they'll start leaning back and just hear like, you're like, I will not negotiate with terrorists. You know? So it's just all kinds of weird, crazy shit that it says. And I slip it just anywhere I can think of. That sounds bad. I put it anywhere I can think of that nobody's going to notice. It's pretty damn funny. Actually, one of our guys, a German dude, actually recorded as his ringtone for his text messages. It says something about terrorism every time he gets a text message. And of course, he starts speaking in German. Which is not really funny, but a lot of people seem to probably have a problem in this state recognizing Germans, so they think, oh my god.
That just reminds me.
Okay, now.
One of our mutual friends and ex-coworker, David Deere.
Oh yeah.
We all work together. So Sean Brown and I decide we're gonna get David back for all these Rick rolls he got us with. Sean found one of the little voice boxes for like a toy chicken.
Yeah, we also put that in a chair.
Yes.
Or one of the main boxes.
So
That's where that was.
His dogs had, his dogs had ripped it out. He and I are like, we're going to get this son of a bitch back. We go to his chair at his desk, take the back off the chair, take this voice box in there, put the back back on. So every time he moved that chair,
this year,
this went
it
on.
It drove Nick crazy for about a week until she figured out where it was.
This went on for like a month. We let this go for a month.
I fucking hated that shit.
He's to the point where he's getting ready to start firing agents for leaving their cell phones on at their desks. At that point, Sean and I knew this is not good.
It's still good.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Oh, it was good.
It was better when it went to a manager's office for a week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking chicken chair. She didn't quite sound like that, but it was close.
Fucking shit. So, yeah.
Needless to say, he hasn't rickrolled either one of us since.
Yeah.
So, with all that funness, Furby's aside, what have you been doing this past 2 weeks?
Well, I say I've been wasting a lot of time, but I've actually been fucking around with a lot of the games that I picked up over the winter sale. One of the ones that I dove pretty hard into was Terraria.
So you finally figured out its hooks?
Well, yeah, it took me a bit, but
it's got a slow learning curve. Once you get past the learning curve, it's pretty fun.
I call these fucking games pick and axe games. Yeah, those games where you have to start out with something fucking small like a pick or fucking axe, and you make shit out of base shit and.
Well, I mean, essentially, Skyrim's the same thing.
Those blacksmithing games.
Where you get all the
fuck those
normal
crafting
people
games.
Call them crafting games.
Fuck crafting games.
You got
picking
epic
games?
Huh? You got any epics yet?
I don't know what the fuck an epic is. So,
you fought any bosses?
I fought bosses.
Which
so
bosses?
Yeah. let's see. I've beat the.
You can't spoil this game, so just talk about
it. Yeah, I beat the Eye, and I was in the red corruption world, so I ended up with the Brain. As the second boss, instead of
Eater
of
Worlds. So you didn't do Eater of Worlds, but you did the
because there's
the
two
big thing with the that follows you for like half the world.
Yeah, well, there's two different worlds. Apparently, there's a Shadow Corruption world, and then there's a Crimson Corruption world.
Yeah,
and I ended up on a Crimson.
Oh,
Crimson
okay.
Corruption.
So I haven't fought the Brain. There was another one that
the Brain pissed me off until I realized that it can actually be knocked back. So I had made the meteorite hammer.
Yeah.
And I was able to knock it back enough to be able to kill it.
After you start playing that a while, didn't it kind of remind you of like Metroid or something?
Somewhat.
Except that you're creating your own platforms.
Except for the fact that I ended up like choosing a spot and just drilling straight down.
Yeah. Did you get any of the cool grappling hooks?
I did. I got the web slinger, which is pretty neat, and I made a topaz grappling hook.
There's the have you explored the jungle at all?
Some.
Because you can get this ivy one that'll, like the web slinger does the 5 points, and you can web sling to 5 points at a time,
right.
Which is cool for like navigating up or down something. Well, the other one has like double the reach, but only has 3 points.
Huh.
So you end up moving a little bit faster with it.
Well, I need to find that then. But that was one of the things I spent like maybe 15 or so hours playing that, and it was one of those things where you just put other music on. If you listen to the music in that game, it just drives you crazy.
Yeah, if you listen to it for too long.
But I put other music on, and I would just sit there, and I'd drill straight down until I get to, a point where I hit lava, and then I just mirror my way back up to the top and fucking find a different spot.
Well, you realize you can take that character to other people's worlds, right?
No, I didn't. So I really, yeah.
At some point, you can come to the place that me and Ren built. To the dungeon.
Right.
He's asking you over.
He just asked me over to his dungeon. It's kind of crazy.
That him and some guy, some Spanish you built.
Right. I don't know. I think I'll just keep my character by himself. Safe.
We like it hot.
Of course.
Like chili peppers up your ass.
Okay. It was a different thing because I don't really get into those games. But meteorite armor and space gun, I'm good with that. So
So what else have you been doing?
I played a little bit of... I have to look at my cheat sheet. Shadowrun Returns, which made me want to play XCOM really, really bad.
Yeah, how did you think... What do you like to think about Shadowrun?
Story is... Well, it's predictable, unfortunately.
But you've played a lot of RPGs.
Yeah, it's predictable, but that's... That beside the point, it had a lot of the Shadowrun terminology and, you know, and feel to it, so it was...
Would you play, like, a wizard, or...
Samurai? No, I played Street Samurai. I always played Street Samurai, so...
You didn't play vampires? Well, they get some abilities, though, right?
Yeah, they get... well, the way I built my character really didn't, but... you had the shaman and the mage, and I thought mage was kind of underpowered for what it's able to do. And the street samurai was really overpowered once you get a rifle or a pistol that can you do a double tap on. But that's... I didn't get too far into it because the story being as dry as it was and didn't seem like it had any branching paths, so it was very linear.
It's a fairly linear game.
Did you get to the gang wars where you're on the streets going against the after you get out of the morgue and you go off and you meet the one dude and he takes you off to go fight the street gangs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I got actually to the point where you first jack into the Matrix and you do that with do that for the first time. I got to that point and then I'm like, the combat in this really wants screams for me to play XCOM, so I ended up playing XCOM Enemy Within, which I really fucking enjoy.
I know it was on my goddamn list.
I really enjoyed that game.
If
it
had included, like, expansions, that would have been, like, my top three.
That's a reimagining of a game. That's kind of what the game really should have been at the beginning.
Well, it's just like Brave New World. I mean, that's basically a reimagining of Civ. Civ's the same way. Like, you play XCOM and Civ the same way. Well, it's just XCOM's campaign takes considerably longer sometimes.
Well, XCOM itself, the first game, you felt like you were just taking the fight to the enemy every single time. And it was very possible for you to not lose any countries and gain all of, you know, have the money to do all the researches for everything.
Yeah.
With Enemy Within, it's like one shit right after another shit, and now I'm...
How many UFOs have you lost at this point?
I have not lost any UFOs, but I've lost 3 fucking interceptors, and I am now up to the point where the enemy has found the XCOM's base.
Did you do that mission?
I am at the very beginning of that mission. I got halfway through it, and it fucking killed every single one of my colonels.
Did you set it to autosave?
No, I did not.
Oh, you're so fucked. That ought to be an interesting play. I'd be interested to see how that plays out at the end.
Well, basically, what I did was I just loaded back to the to a mission before that, so I can...
So you were actually saving some.
Right, so I did have some saves before that, but I have to go through one complete mission and make sure that I don't have any fucking injuries so I can use that character in the battle.
What, it's did you go fun. Mech or did you go...
Oh, I did... I've got one mech and I've got like 3 different other like gene spliced dudes. So
since we're talking about that, I've created the Tiltcast and the Carousel. Because I know most... Well, I created the Carousel, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and Stretch and John. And they're part of the crew too, but... But I have... You're a heavy.
Thanks.
I'm a heavy.
Alright.
Jason's a psychic sniper.
Fucking snipers.
Trent's an assault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're like a modded assault.
Oh, of course.
John's a medic still. Scott is a sniper, because he was a sniper in my last game.
Right.
A modded sniper. He's not a psychic sniper.
Yeah, he plays sniper a lot in Borderlands.
Yep. Yeah, that just felt appropriate. And Stretch is a support. Oh, and Matt. I don't know if I mentioned Matt. Matt's also heavy.
Who's a mech? You didn't go mech?
No, I mean Matt is a mech. No, you were heavies before, and then we became mechs. You know, so I have 4 mechs now.
You know, the best class to actually go mech is a sniper.
Really?
Yes. Because mechs, they don't get the aim bonus as they level.
Yeah.
Things do.
Yeah, I fuck that up sometimes.
So when you, if you're playing through XCOM Enemy Within, you get your sniper to just about max level, and then you turn him into a mech. And then you level him up as a mech, because then now he's going to have a fuckload of aim, and that, you know, that fucking minigun he's got for a weapon, it fucking
Well, did you hits. Get the railgun?
I did not get the railgun yet, no.
I got the railgun and the plasma, like, burst laser thing.
I'm not that far into it. Honestly, I've jumps. Gotten through all of this, got to the fucking attack on the base, and I haven't even upgraded the fucking armor yet. I am so fucked.
It's such a hard mission, too.
I know, so it's...
And it's different, like, really not spoiling anything. Yeah, your base does get assaulted at some point. Minor spoiler, but there's all sorts of other things in there that are so much different.
Oh, yeah.
Like the, did you do any of the, was it intrusion, or you set up, send an agent out?
Yeah, it's fucking covert op.
Yeah, my covert ops people are Trent, and then I have Matt's wife, Carrie, and Holly's in there. I forgot Holly's
right.
in there.
Yeah, about right.
So,
based on the story of my life, that's about right. Covert ops, assault, modded. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and he used just a pistol. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, just well, a man with a pistol and a pistol. Fucking toothpick. And I'll blow up something. I'll blow something up.
But yeah, it's that game's amazing.
The first extraction mission was really fun, and I thought that, you know, the enemy spawning in different spots was a new thing for. You know, for this expansion, which makes finding cover really interesting. So they did a really good job, and
it's like the other game was like a 9 or like a 4 point, not quite 5, and this game is like a 4.9.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
good.
It's like the it best improves, game strategy game I've played in a long time.
It improves the combat a lot to the point where I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish Shadowrun because it's so not there. You know, as far as the combat is concerned, but...
Well, yeah. They're coming out with an expansion for Shadowrun soon.
Yeah, plus there's a draw in Shadowrun where it's a user-created content as well. Kinda,
yeah,
that kind of makes you interested to see what people will come up with.
That's the big, you know, biggest draw to it for me is, you know, the base story being predictable, a lot of other people are really, really clever when it comes to the shit, so... I'm looking forward to trying out a couple of the user created content.
Well, you get somebody who's a good enough, just creative writer, and if he doesn't have the ability to sit there and go in and create the game for it, somebody else can, and you've got. I mean, you can even take fan fiction from Shadowrun that people have written and turn them into playable games.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that you can do, which just makes the replay on it interesting as people come out more stuff. Plus, they come out with there's actually. Tradable skins so people can come up with their own
props. So the land was titled Dragonfall and it releases at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it's
supposed to add extra features and a bunch of other things. It sounds like another campaign. Mm-hmm. Which I'm pretty excited about, honestly.
Well, the story and how things are built in that game, it makes it very easy for somebody to create like a GM to create a story and try to, you know.
Well, did you ever do that with Neverwinter 2?
Never really did play Neverwinter 2. So.
Yeah, me and.
I know there was the DM Never, version of that. And,
well, like me and John from Carousel have been gaming RPG shit for a long time, and there was a point where me and him were making our own campaigns back when we were in college and had more free time.
Right.
So.
Wait. Is that pointed at me somehow?
Somehow, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, so what else have you been up to?
Played a little Spelunky, which was
Hard as fuck.
Yeah, still can't get past like the mines. Can't get past the first fucking 3 or 4 stages.
I get to like stage 4.
I fucking hate that. I picked up Valdestory Abyssal City, played about half an hour of that, and set it down.
What's wrong with Valdestory?
It's not anything wrong with it. The combat's kind of Metroidvania. Almost, with blocking heavy attacks and light attacks and stuff like that. It's just
Dark Souls, a 2D side scroll.
No, it's just it didn't catch my attention at the time, and I've been kind of bouncing between.
Is it an art style issue?
It's not an art style issue. I actually kind of like the art style. It's very angel demon kind of anime-ish, almost.
Japanesey?
Yes, very Japanesey.
Maybe easy peasy.
It's not easy peasy. That I can tell you right now, that fucking game is not easy.
I've seen some people playing it on Steam. I was wondering about it.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I don't have a whole lot of time into it, so I can't really give it a whole go, but that's what I've been doing. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, other than stressing out about fucking going back to school.
No.
Because I'm not liking this semester at all.
How many hours you got this semester?
Well, I've got the same, you know, 12-hour load, but it's comp, it's fucking American history from Civil War to present, it's college algebra, and intro to business. And the only one I'm actually even interested in is intro to business, and it's an online course.
Are you taking accounting with that next semester?
Man,
fuck accounting.
God, don't have to do accounting, thank God.
It's actually not bad. It really isn't.
Well, I did accounting back in high school. That was when I was good with math back then. It's very tedious. But
it's... like, I took intro to... I had to take intro to accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it just because of my PharmD, for some reason, accounting was on there.
Right.
Just because you have to do tallies of drugs and stuff.
Right.
And what's coming in, what's going out. And so I had to take it, and it was really easy. It's just fucking tedious shit. But it really is good to get a refresher on it, especially if you're doing intro to business, just for whatever reason. Like, what's your ultimate goal, to do a business degree? Or?
Well, no, my ultimate goal is to actually get IT. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm going for associates for networking, but I want to go with a bachelor's in information technology. So
I'd take the accounting just in case you end up freelancing, doing your own things, and it's there, so you've got the accounts for so you can understand.
Come back to work with me.
Yeah, you can understand the accounts receivable, accounts payable, what depreciated value is on your equipment, and stuff like that. It comes in handy to remember.
So. Yeah, the formulas and stuff, and you ended up having to use the paper ledgers and stuff to,
And also just figuring out the depreciated value of stuff every year, because your equipment, you can depreciate the value on, and ultimately get paid back, so it's handy to keep in mind. So with that,
that's pretty much it.
My girlfriend's taking, I think, 13 hours in one day.
Ouch.
She signed up for Tuesday to be her shit day, and she's got from like 9 until... something at night, just nothing but classes, and it's like honors comp to she's got honors comp to think some chemistry, all this shit. And I was like, I would
still kill for that, to be honest with you.
I know, but I was like, honey, why are you doing that self? And she's like, that's just the day that I could get a lot of these on one day, and so I don't have to drive to the campus twice a week. And I was like, you're gonna be dead Tuesday and Monday night and Wednesday and all the homework. I was like, you're gonna be fucked. But, I mean, she's got the drive, so I'm like, fuck, do it. I'd rather do that than go to work for fucking 9 hours, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's just like tonight. I got there because I've been out for 2 days.
Yeah.
Just on vacation, essentially.
Mm.
I got there at 8:30 this morning. You said when I got home, 9:30 at night. Yeah. One hard-ass day. And, I mean, that's sometimes typical during the middle of the week for me.
Yeah. Well, doing the, you know... working is one thing, but doing the academic thing and fucking trying to learn all this shit and trying to retain it over the course of one day and those particular courses, that's gonna suck.
Truth is, if you have one jerk off class, it makes a big difference.
Well, true. So,
yeah. And I think she's taking taking an appreciation class. So just
it's like,
that might be
like classical music appreciation.
Well, she's a flautist, and she's wanting to go in and go back into playing flute again to try and get music, you know, scholarship if she can't get
flautist.
Yeah, she's a good flautist. But if she can't get a music scholarship, then she can go for an honors scholarship or a medical scholarship. Sorry, for physics scholarship or something. But I mean, shit. I mean, yeah, I'd take that over fucking. I would go back to college rather than work if I could.
So, that's kind of the whole point for what I did.
Yeah.
Like this work shit.
Yeah. Anyways, Jason, what have you been doing the past 2 weeks?
Working game.
Silence.
Jay Snore.
How you enjoying that new job? They finally get you off the phones and onto the other phones.
No.
He's still
working.
We'll be going to trading next week.
He's still how may I direct your call at the moment.
You still got Mike as your teacher?
Mike is the trainer.
Yeah. Tell him I said, what's up? Explain to him why I left. Tell him I took a position to a company I might actually end up owning now. So, or being a part owner. So he understands why I left that fucking company. So.
But, yeah, no, we're going training next
time. Nice.
But, no, just catching up on game.
Game.
You just brought it down to one word now. It's not even pluralized. It's just game.
It's like I'm just going to distill this to what game. I can focus on.
I play game on weekend. Game.
I actually played back through all really Butcher had to Bay finish. With the...
Oh, yeah, I loaned you the Riddick.
Yeah.
Game,
yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, it was like Angry Birds.
Since...
No, I loaned on that Riddick, Dark Butcher Athena.
Yeah.
The game with Butcher Bay remastered.
And it has the Butcher Bay remastered with the two chapters that weren't in the Xbox version. Mm-hmm. So, it's longer. So, I played through that, started Dark Athena today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other it's than that, game. just working, trying to figure out whether I wanted to repair... the wife's car, or if we're just going to buy a new one.
Fuck that wife's car shit.
What's wrong with the car?
It exploded. I mean, not really exploded. So, it's kind of exploded. I mean, it's shooting coolant out the side of the engine. It's not really exploded.
That's awesome.
It's broken.
Yeah.
You should charge gas. So
is the
block cracked?
Lower intake manifold gasket.
So basically, to fix it, you have to take the whole fucking top of the engine off. And replace the gasket and put that fucker back together.
It's a whole top end disassembly to.
Well, at least you don't have to pull the engine gasket. Out, right?
Yeah, just the whole top half of it.
Oh,
yeah.
So that sounds like a weekend.
Yeah, and it's going to be a little bit more than a weekend.
Yeah, you get a couple kids attached to
it's
chain,
a Buick.
Counter the weight and just
there you go.
Lift it right out.
Or a handful of Furbies.
They're just babies. I'm sure there's a lot of people around there who don't need babies.
So no, it's like a whole top end engine rebuild almost.
Nice.
So yeah.
Trying to fix that car is gonna be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be
so you basically played Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Go ahead and write that one down because that deserves some love.
It's so forlorn in the shadows that was the game.
Seriously.
Or game, sorry. Was game.
Seriously, both those games, Dark Athena and Escape from Butcher's Bay, they're hard as shit. They're really good games.
Is it on
360 or?
Yeah, it's on 360, yeah. And well, Butcher's Bay was on Xbox original, and then when they put out the Dark Athena one, they
released... did a Butcher Bay... But it wasn't the Xbox version, it was the PC version, which
had all
two additional chapters.
it's
graphics.
It is actually Chronicles, both of those are actually two of my favorite games for sci-fi movie-based stuff. I mean, they did a good job. I mean, neither of them are actually based on any movie, they're based on independent stories that Tuhi helped come up with, so it's actually the original creator of Chronicles with Vin Diesel, the actual fucking actor who learned programming just so he could be involved in the programming process.
You watched the company.
It's his company. He does secondary programming as an actual programmer for the
it
company.
It was in the credits.
If you watch the credits for Butcher's Bay, under Tygon, his name is tied to several different jobs within the company.
We were talking about that. I'm like, okay, this has to be a small company because that person is doing like 18 different jobs.
Yeah. It's a small company, and that's why they haven't done too many other things, but it's one of those things where Vin Diesel's one of those guys that when he gets into something, he wants to learn everything about it. He's that much of a tech nerd when it comes to the gaming thing. He wanted to learn how to not only... Yeah, he likes games, so he wants to know how to make them since he's going to be in one. Which is, you know, kind of nice. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And so he actually took the time to learn how to program and everything, and he had this company to make the Riddick games, and he thought, well, we can do this all in-house, so let's do it all in-house. So that's why you have one guy doing so many different jobs, but the product was actually really good.
Excellent.
It's a good fucking game. If you like games that piss you off, that's the game to play. It'll fucking make you mad. You just keep getting dropped by sentries and shit constantly.
The bot... Those fucking, like, bot guards. They're
the ones you can hijack.
Yeah,
you can hijack them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can, in Athena, I think you can grab them and hold on to them and use them as actual human shields with guns. Yeah. So you can sit there and hold on to it and just shoot guys.
The droid.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I was just watching.
In fact, one of the first things he saw that wasn't the very beginning of Butcher's Bay was when I'm in the fucking heavy and he's like, ooh, makes me want to play more Enemy Within.
Pretty much, because he was in the mech and I'm like, oh fuck, I've got like a mech character that is pretty kick ass, so I go back into my room and fucking disappear for another hour or two.
Yeah, only 30 minutes he was playing XCOM. So,
yeah.
Wait a second.
Anyways,
how the fuck did you know?
But yeah, Chronicles is fun. I like Chronicles a lot. And when you bring it back, I'll probably end up playing it again just because it's been a while. I wouldn't mind playing back through again, all the cigarette packs and stuff. The bounties and the. And all that stuff. But anyways, it's why in the first game, I think you collect cigarette packs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This as the Easter eggs, and you can also collect bounties, which will tell you information about different people within the Riddick universe.
Yeah, that's in Dark Athena.
Yeah, which is kind of cool because it's just little bios about different criminals, and you can read their history. And of course, you find out more about the history between him and Johns and Butchered Bay, which leads up to Pitch Black. So, and I think Ron Perlman plays the main bad guy in Butcher's Bay. Which is kind of funny.
Because he's in everything.
Yeah. But he plays the warden of Butcher's Bay who tries to double-cross Johns, and then you and Johns basically trying to escape Butcher Bay, which is pretty funny considering what happened afterwards.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I like it because it's just one of those things where it doesn't really pull too much from the movies. It's its own thing. You're not fighting aliens, really. You're just fighting
both
other people. Well,
both games prequel directly up to Pitch Black. So.
Pretty much. And then you had Dark Fury being the anime in between Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick. And then the new Riddick movie I finally watched, and that was really fucking cool. They did a good job. So I can't wait to see the
next. Yeah, I still need to watch that.
So what else have you been up to other than that?
Caught up on a little bit more of The Following. I'm digging that show.
Yeah.
Digging it.
Yeah. Who's in that?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, are they on season 2 now? Right.
Season 2 starts on the 19th.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to watch the first season before.
Bacon. Yeah. Okay. You know what starts next month, right? Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, it is kind of bacon because Rick's face kind of looks like bacon right now.
Yeah.
From everything I've seen in the previews and the last episode, just... So, he looks like
washing over at the moment.
He looks like half human fly, basically. With
pretty
his big
much lost over at the moment.
Anyway,
I'm gonna have to catch up.
Yeah, you need to.
You need to.
I've got a week. Yeah. Right.
The mid season was just phenomenal. So, but anyway, other than that, that's about all you've been doing. Or
yep, that's about all I've
bacon
been
bowls.
Had time to do.
Right.
This 6 a.m.
Bacon bowls rock,
dude.
Me and my girlfriend were watching that. We were like, "That's $1 million, right?"
I'm gonna fucking like interrupt you for just a second. If you watch the fucking infomercial for Bacon Bowls and just count the amount of times they say bacon,
it's not just that.
It's like
not just
so
that.
Weird, man.
It's the fact bacon. That you're like, "Holy bacon shit!" Bowls. For $10, I would buy that. Have you seen Bacon Bowl?
The fucking apparently commercial
not.
For
okay.
Bacon Bowl.
It's this sheet. Dude. It's this sheet with these little like almost like a reverse cupcake sheet.
Yeah.
And what it is you put bacon over it and then you wrap bacon around it and you put it in the oven, it crisps it down and turns it into a bowl made out of bacon. That you can then put stuff into.
Yes.
And they were showing them put up like chopped Mexican salad with avocado on it. And I was like, holy shit.
Or like scrambled eggs and hash browns.
Yeah. They're making all these fucking things. I was like, okay, I know that's going to end up at Walgreens at one point. I am fucking buying it.
Exactly.
I will not order it on TV because I don't want them to sit there and try and sell me up on the old Boston Lantern or something. But I will buy it from Walgreens for
$10.
You're
this cheap Casio watch.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, just pay separate shit. Go fuck yourself,
fuck yourself
Reed,
yourself
and just send me the bacon bowl if you know what's good for you.
Right.
But no, it even comes with a recipe book.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to back on Atkins. This is a totally,
it's a doable thing, I know. And
I'm going to start putting things in
bacon.
He's going to
put bacon
first
in
his
bacon
chef
bowl.
Basket. My friend Vanessa got me the chef basket, which rocks.
Yeah.
But now I want the bacon bowl.
Fucking A.
Thing is, you can actually use a cupcake tin to do the same thing.
Right.
I just don't think it would be as effective.
I don't think
so
either. So
I want the bacon bowl.
Well, the bacon bowl has the
raised
little,
ridges to help
right,
keep everything
not
separate.
Only that, it has the little cup at the bottom so that you can pour the grease out, and with with the
yeah,
you know, normal cupcake tin, it just goes all over the fucking place.
It actually catches the grease below, so the bacon is suspended, so it gets all the grease out. And you can
drink that. How the bacon gets real crisp.
We are fucking pimping your bacon bowls, guys.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Can we just get them as official sponsors? Seriously. Yeah.
Bacon bowls. Bacon bowls. Bacon bowls.
I just was amazed by the amount of fucking words of bacon. I'm going to find...
Put ice cream in them. Feel like a fat ass.
Fucking it. That's such an amazing idea.
Yes.
So I went to Smoke like several months ago and spent way too much money.
What's that?
It's a restaurant over there on Brookside or Cherry Street.
What? I missed it.
Smoke. And they had. I had some like fucking weird ass fish and all this other stuff. But we all decided to get dessert, and it was bacon topped ice cream.
Amazing.
It wasn't bad. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. She's like, we're just going to try it. This isn't bad.
That was the same way about when Sonic had the. They had a bacon shake. They had a fucking shake that had bacon in it and stuff. Now, peanut butter bacon shake.
It
wasn't bad.
At Walgreens, they have chocolate dipped bacon. You get like bacon chocolate bars that have bacon in them and stuff.
Where?
It's crispy. At Walgreens, they have them. It's somewhere in the candy aisle. Just ask them straight, hey, where's the bacon? Where's the chocolate covered bacon?
Well, you know that bacon jerky there, too.
Yeah.
We're stopping at Walgreens.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I have not tried the chocolate-covered bacon, but I imagine. I mean, I'm not a really big, huge fan of doing weird things with bacon, except for bacon bowls.
Well, I'm a fan of making bacon, like, every other day, though.
Baking bacon.
Yeah. But these bacon bowls, pull it up online, just watch the commercial. You will be fucking blown away the point your testicles drop to your knees. You're just like, holy shit!
when we listen to this while this is going...
Yeah, go ahead and turn the volume. It'd be funny
because,
for everybody else.
It'll get crazy
if it's turned down low enough. We'll get back.
No! You have to listen.
We'll watch it on break.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, go ahead and pull it up so you can just see it. See what it is they're making with it, because it is actually really impressive.
After the break, I'm going to give you the official word count for bacon in this particular episode.
Okay, yeah, you count the bacon.
Yeah, I'm going to count the bacon.
Here, I'm going to watch this.
Like, how much bacon? Does it take to make a bowl?
No, it takes like five. It's actually like, there's a few that go over, and then some that go around.
Well, it looks like you cut it.
There they are. There they are. Hold on, just watch. Look at that.
Oh my god!
Isn't that amazing? It looks like a jawbone.
You take like one strip and you cut it into thirds.
Look at that! And, oh my god, that's amazing!
And you lay it.
There's like 1, 2, 3, 4. There's like 4 pieces. Well, he laid another one at the end.
That one. Yeah. The one that goes over top is actually one slice cut into thirds that you lay over the top.
Look at this.
And then you wrap it with two.
Look at that. Isn't that
so it's like three bacon strips. Look at bacon. And you have a bowl.
Look, they just pour the grease out.
Bacon?
Look at this shit. Look, even black guys like it, according to the infomercial. Look, you can make it in the microwave. You can make it in the oven. Macaroni, cheese, and bacon. What the fuck? Look at that. Look at that. Little bacon bowl burgers.
That would be perfect for
the fat guy is liking it. Bacon ice cream sundaes. Yeah. That little fat kid was enjoying it. Look at that.
Oh,
that's just... That had mashed potatoes inside of bacon. Wow. That was just... Oh, you can also make bread with it, too.
Yeah.
Pizza bites, soup, stews, and more. Mm. Oh, my God. That's just amazing. Look, 10 bacon. Bucks.
Holy
10 bucks.
Shit. Sold.
Yes. When and it comes with Walgreens, the free bacon bowl recipe guide. Look at that. Bacon. Oh, my God. This bacon. Is like bacon and beans with sour cream and chives on top. This is like fuck wormhole research.
Well,
this is what we need to be looking at as a nation. They're going out to try and find a wormhole on the edge of our heliosphere in space. Fuck that. We've got bacon bowls.
Right.
We don't need to travel to distant points in the galaxy. We've got fucking bacon bowls.
Who the fuck has
you know what
bacon
that means?
There?
You know that aliens will come here.
You know what?
Because
you know
we discovered bacon bowls.
You know what? The guy who created that deserves a Nobel Prize.
Battlefield Los Angeles 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Battle Los Angeles 2, the sequel to the Alien movie, is going to be one with bacon bowls.
Fucking
Independence Day 2.
Bacon bowls.
We've come for your bacon bowls.
Huh? Robotech. The new Robotech movie they're going to do that DiCaprio signed on to. It's going to be about those two guys it comes down to in the anime. They're going to win it for bacon bowls.
Of course.
They're going to win it for bacon bowls.
Like a serving. It's worth it.
Tron. Yes. Two?
Oh, yeah.
Or bacon three, bowls. If you want to call it that. Bacon bowls. Digitized bacon bowls. They're going to fight for the commercial. The digitized commercial for
fucking
bacon
bowls. Dark Souls 3. The search for more bacon bowls. The
search for more bacon bowls. In fact, it should be Elder Scrolls 6. Bacon bowl. That's just what it is. The search for more bacon bowls. Till bacon bowl come.
Wow.
Thy will be done, as in earth, as in bacon. Or in frying pan.
Wow.
Hey, Jesus never said you can't eat bacon.
Just saying. That's true. That's true.
Bacon's good.
So yeah, bacon bowls. So anyway, what have you been doing?
Well, now I want to buy some bacon bowls.
I know, it's awesome. It's amazing. I've been seeing this at night. Me and the girlfriend, I said to the girlfriend, I was like, honey, you rarely ever hear me say this about anybody's fucked up ideas, especially any of my clients, but that one, that's $1 million idea. Bacon bowls.
It just needs more exposure. I didn't know about it.
Yeah, and she's like, she looked at it for a second. She actually agreed. She said, I would buy one of those. I said, no fucking shit. You don't even eat that much, and you want one. I mean, that's fucking
awesome. Well, like, how perfect is that for Atkins? Like, I could put a burger.
Fuck Atkins. I can put all kinds of shit in that, and I can use it in the microwave. That's a cool thing.
I don't know about the microwave bacon.
Oh, it said you can use it right there.
I know, but I don't know.
We'd have to try it out.
Baked bacon is actually extremely good.
Yeah.
It comes out so well. Like, all I do, like, I bought extra baking pans because I make a lot of bacon.
Of course.
And I just line the sheet with, like, some aluminum foil, throw, like, 4 strips in the oven for, like, 20 minutes. Comes out perfect.
Awesome.
It's like perfectly crisp. Like,
imagine this. Bacon bowl so I can make bacon.
Imagine this though, because you can scramble some eggs
and just dump it in there.
Throw in some avocado and a little bit of
cheese
and maybe some chives, and boom, you've got yourself this nice little scrambled omelet bacon bowl. I'm hungry now.
I'm hungry. We need to go buy some bacon.
Sonic needs to corner this market and go out and buy bacon bowls.
Exactly.
So they can make
them. Yeah.
I'm surprised that they didn't see this and say, and immediately effective, we need to start making bacon. They could serve those in the morning. It would replace the Egg McMuffin.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's would be fucked. They would be fucked. You know, I went to a McDonald's at 2 in the morning just out of, because I was like, me and the girlfriend want something to eat, and we usually don't like eating fast food. We're like, fuck it, we'll go to McDonald's.
Right.
2 in the morning, they say, oh, we're only serving breakfast right now. And I was like, it's 2 in the fucking morning on a Saturday. I'm like, how the fuck do you serve breakfast at 2 in the morning on a Saturday? The bars just got out, and you're serving breakfast?
Yes.
And this is the one over at 71st and Peoria up there.
I think they changed it over at like 1:30, dude.
I'm just like, that's fucked up. I don't usually go eat fast food, so I'm like, that's fucked up. Usually it was like 6, 7 in the morning they switched over to doing breakfast, and they did that until like...
Should have went to Whataburger.
Eventually...
You can get anything you want.
Eventually we said, fuck it, and I think we actually did. Because we tried going to Sonic, and the 24-hour Sonic had decided to close that night, so we just said, fuck it, and we went to Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Yeah. But you know what? Hey, Whataburger, man, at least I know they're serving burgers at the time.
Exactly. So, but I have to say, though, the McDonald's breakfast is probably their best meal.
No, you know what? I'd rather go to Waffle House and just pay $1.70 for a fucking big-ass waffle.
The one thing that I give... McDonald's is their egg is actual fucking egg. So
not when I worked there.
Really?
Oh no.
It was not fucking like you didn't crack a fucking egg in that shit.
You know what that shit came as?
As a carton.
It's been years. Like it came in a carton. It had the little egg in it too. I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah. It's the way it cooks.
All right, that ruined it for me. Fuck that place.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I tried telling you that's carton egg.
Yeah. It's carton egg, and it is gross. You smell that shit? It does not smell like eggs. I'll tell you that much.
Right,
when it cooks, it finally smells like egg.
Well,
before you cook it, it smells like industrial glue.
No, now Jack in the Box, you get a good egg.
No, that's right. True. He's right.
You know where else you get a real egg at? Waffle House.
Oh well.
I dogged Waffle House for years till the girlfriend convinced me to go back. I loved it. It was fantastic.
Oh, it's fucking perfect drunk food.
No, I was sober. They actually, I went back. It was clean in there. What? The person cleaned. The whole place was clean. The one at 71st Domingo.
No
needle marks. They're really nice waiter. Sorry, really nice waitress. Really nice cook guy. This was like Halloween night. No needle marks. You know, we went on Halloween night.
Cracked up teeth.
Yeah. It was actually,
like, don't serve me food.
The staff, was right. really nice and clean, and the food was fucking phenomenal. I got a waffle, and I got like this Texas melt thing, and she got what she got, and it was fucking delicious, and it was fast too. As soon as we ordered, boom, it was up.
I like their fucking hash browns. For some reason, they've
I tell you what, awesome. Waffle House does have a gift for finding like the best fast order cooks.
Oh yeah, they do. Man. Yeah, that guy that was in there, I mean, he was like 60 something, and boom, had it done. And it was all cooked. Nothing was raw. The hash browns were cooked perfectly. The eggs were perfect, not runny, nothing. I was like, man, this is the waffle was phenomenal.
Let me take the last fucking 15, 20 minutes and just went product placement, product placement, product placement.
I know. Anyway, so Justin, what have you been doing?
Well, I ate Whataburger.
Did you wataticize it?
No. So
did you have their limited time only special A1 burger? Anyway,
no, actually, it was. So I went to Casey's house.
Only available at participating.
To the Chris Cross's house. Actually, what happened is New Year's Eve, the girlfriend had the kiddo, and she wanted to hang out with him. She knew I wanted to get drunk, so I was like, I'm going to go to Casey's house, I'm going to get drunk, and I'll have a good time. I basically just told his girlfriend, Shannon, I was like, hey, so you're having a party on New Year's Eve. She's like, okay. And so they bought some alcohol, I bought some alcohol, and it was me and them, and then Holly, for one reason or another, did end up going to New York, so she was there too. So it was just the four of us having a lot of fun playing Rock Band and getting really drunk. Which was really fun. I stayed up to like 4 in the morning, and somehow they had champagne, and I'd already gotten pretty drunk.
All right.
And started drinking champagne like a pussy. Just going to say that. It wasn't a very manly drink.
But champagne's worst got the drunk you had in a while.
I had a pretty bad hangover, not going to lie. I had about 6 glasses of champagne after about 6 shots.
Son of a bitch.
And it was rough the next day.
I taste that in my mouth.
Well, and you know, we got those dogs, and
Did you throw up on the dog?
No, I didn't throw up on anything.
Did you pee on the dog?
No. Okay. No, Bubba's fucking huge, and he's just like in the middle of the night, like the cold nose thing on my face. Like at like 6 in the morning.
Breathing like a motherfucker.
He's probably wondering what the fuck's going on, and I realize he just wants to let outside, so I just go back to sleep. And eventually he just starts barking in my face. I was like, fuck, I got a hangover. Stop it. He's like, I don't really have to piss.
Huh?
So him and the other dog
cock his fucking leg right there in your face. I guess that was the next fucking
shit in your shoes.
So
that's what
he got pissed. I let him outside, and then I was like, man, I just need something to eat so I can sort of cure this. And I'll have been asleep like 4 hours, like 8:30 in the morning on New Year's Day. Shit, 4 hours of sleep. Whataburger was open.
Fucking amazing.
I was like, fuck, it was like Mecca. Like I got there and it's like there is something open. And you know, he lives right by you guys, really. Mm-hmm. And so I went over there to Tulsa Hills, and I was like, oh, Whataburger's open. Thank God. So I sat there and kind of sobered up for like an hour, and then I came here. And because I didn't want to drive anywhere.
So fucking terrible. That does remind me. Yeah. We did do New Year's.
Yeah, we did.
And then I bought it Skyrim, like, all day.
Yeah,
like,
she did.
I had to fix Skyrim because...
You broke it.
I really broke it. Like, I've been using this TS Edit, and TS Edit is...
Ouch.
Tough.
Uh-huh.
There's an easy way to do it, and I won't go through the whole process, but essentially it's like 4 clicks, you can clean any file. And if you just clean the main ESM, so like the, you know, Dawnguard, Hearthfire, Skyrim, and update, that works fine. What I found out that works even better is completely deinstalling the game and re-downloading it while I download mods that I think would be good and not... I had too many body messages. Body meshes and armor. Well, I'd combined like 6 different armor packs, and I think it completely corrupted all the files.
I think it did too.
So I picked a couple that were really good. Just static mesh improvement, I think, does some improvements on creatures and on the vanilla armor, just upreses it. And then I did immersive armors, and immersive armors looks really cool.
Yes, it does.
Along with immersive weapons and Jesus swords.
All right.
But, like, I didn't go overkill. And then I told Trent, I was like, yeah, I went from, like, 150 mods to, like, 30. And it was just mostly game improvement stuff aside from the meshes.
You know how many mods I was running?
Huh?
8.
8?
8. That's all I needed.
8 mods.
That's all I needed, dude. I was there to enjoy the game the way it was supposed to be.
I don't remember who it was because I was still kind of drunk. But somebody was online is like, are you still modding Skyrim? And it was just somebody listening to the show, and I was like... Yes, or it's like, are you going to ever fucking play it? I was like, okay. Really? Well, I get the message. I need to play the game.
If Yeah, you don't fucking see this actually, shit. Anybody else that's got notifications on sees you go on and off, on and off. I mean,
at least you've actually played the game already. Had you been still doing this since the game came out, then you have an issue.
Fuck. And for me, it's worse because I turn the fucking notifications off, so I don't see when you're going into Skyrim and coming out, but it does say, hooray, your nostalgia's games are available to play. And then it's like, and then, hooray! And it doesn't matter what fucking game I'm playing. It's hooray in the corner. I'm like, fuck him. Yeah. Let him play the fucking game.
I'm surprised it wasn't you that said, quit modding Skyrim.
Well, I looked. I spent like a half an hour looking through Steam forums to find out if there was an option to turn that off. And apparently there is not an option in Steam to turn that fucking little notification off. It pisses me off now. So stop modding your fucking game.
Well, so I did.
Why don't you go offline? Maybe that might. Just go away on the online list. That might still send you a notification, but it's at least worth a shot.
No, it still sends me a notification.
You look like Mr. Bean when he's about to go insane.
It's pretty fucking crazy because right there on fucking XCOM that pops up right over the fucking reload button for the fucking
Oh, nice.
So when I'm going to fucking reload the thing, I'm like, hooray! Fuck your hooray! And I have to hit the fucking key
button. You know, if I remember, there's actually a way to push your notifications onto a secondary monitor.
Think that I might have to do that.
Do you have two monitors?
I do. Well, I have my TV set up as
well. Well, I think there's a way to push
it. You can just put my notification in the middle of the screen.
Fuck that.
You have it play a really horrible, like, the grunt birthday sound every time. It's like... Anyway, but I think you can tell... I think there's a little patch you can do that'll push the notifications off to the secondary monitor, as well as when you open up your Valve community interface, it'll open up on the secondary monitor than the main one. Well, I think it just pauses your game and does that.
I think, well, the way that it's set up, even in the game, is... it'll pop up in the fucking little corner because it's supposed to be your notifications while you're in the game. So
right.
I've actually turned on Steam beta, the beta updates, just hoping that they put that in out as a
try
beta.
Try running in window mode.
I can't really do that because it really fucks the VSync on
most of those games. But that also sucks that he has to play in window mode.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. There should be a way to go in there and alter it a bit to where it pops up in the top corner, or it pops up on... you might not be able to do other monitor, but you should be able to tell it to notify you in the upper corner by rewriting some of the files.
Yeah,
the second you update Steam, it'll take it back.
That's the problem with the beta update.
It should just be one little line of code to tell it what corner of the screen to populate at, so you can just go in and rewrite it every time. So,
well, with the beta updates on Steam, I pretty much get a Steam update every day or so.
I've been playing for a long time. It's just like, Steam's ready to update, by the way.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I get about every time I turn my computer on whenever I get home from work.
Yeah.
So I usually ignore them and just let it do it at the end of the night. So, yeah.
So I'm going to pimp two mods and I'll move on from Skyrim.
All right.
Sky UI.
Mm-hmm.
That's a must, in my opinion, after playing with it for a while.
Right, that's the one that pulls up the item list and shout list and everything on the side there that organizes it.
Yeah, and you can sort it.
Yep.
I mean, sort things by weight.
The one that adds the icons on doing to let you know what's a weapon, what's armor, what's
And you can sort it by everything, equipment, which includes shields, or armor if you want to do that, and then spells, and then items like healing potions.
Yeah, I have Skyrim installed to mod. I've looked at mods. I just haven't gotten around to doing it.
Well, the original UI for that was not well made. So
even with a controller, it just sucks.
Yeah.
Especially with the keyboard, it really sucks.
Well, the UI for that has dead spaces in the keyboard, the mouse selections. So if you're in the wrong spot and you click, it goes out of the menus instead of continues on to where you wanted to go.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
like a target.
So the other one I want to pimp is convenient horses. Convenient horses is fucking cool.
So you can whistle at your horses.
Well, so like if I didn't play with horses for a long time.
Fuck horses.
Didn't fuck them either, but I didn't play because they were slow and they died, and they would like get really excited when you got in a fight with the dragon, like, I'm gonna fight too, and so your dragon or your horse would come over and fight with you.
I remember when I got Shadowmare
Shadowmare
when I got Shadowmare,
you can take down a dragon.
Actually, I rode that thing off the side of a fucking cliff and it died the second I got it. I was like, oh, I got Shadowmere. Oh, shit, cliff. And it just, like, goes down and it hit the ledge and just died and threw me from the fucking horse. I was like, oh, Shadowmere.
And you never got it back.
And I was like, ah, fuck it. I walk everywhere anyway. So.
You can actually get it back. It will resurrect it in that spot.
I'm sure. I just thought it was funny that the second I got it, I rode it off the fucking face of a cliff.
Well, I was going to say, there's more to, though, this mod. So I showed you a little bit of it.
Right.
Where you can whistle at the horse and he'll come at you. You can also set your little horse to cowardly, which means every time you get in a fight, he trots away. Off like 150 yards.
Rather than trying to fight a dragon.
Yeah, and then you'll whistle at him and then he'll come back at you. It's a really funny quest, though, to learn how to whistle at your horse. Everybody you talk to, you can practice whistling, and it pisses everybody off. And he sounds retarded when he tries. He's like... And every time he does it, like, zooms in the camera on the guy's face, and the guy, like, starts crouching and cowering when you start whistling. He's like, don't do that again. And, like, you pay a guy off to try to teach you to whistle, and it doesn't work. Like, people, like, scam you, and it's hilarious. It's an extremely entertaining little quest they got going for it. But I don't know why it surprises me so much, but it did. And just the whole thing, like with your followers before, they just run behind your horse. Now they blow a horn, they appear on a horse, and they ride with you. And you can ride in formation. So I got another mod called Extensible Followers. I don't know, I'm pipping another mod. But I wanted to try this feature out. So if you get more than one follower, because this mod will let you do that, I got four followers and grouped them together with me, and we all got horses. Well, you don't have to buy their horses. You just have to buy the one for you. And they followed me in like a V formation. Like you could set your formations for your horses as they travel.
As a posse.
Yeah, so you have a posse.
And starts fucking like... doing some old west goddamn sound.
No, I imagine it starts playing some like hip hop.
I roll with 12 gang.
Starts playing Regulators.
I started to mod the music on it. I had some serious issues. But I don't know. It was like Metal of Skyrim or something like that. The guy that actually does really, really good at it. But wow. He also does a lot of other things like Star Wars and a few other things. But they included his music in the pack. But wow. Guy's got like 4 gazillion views on YouTube. The guy's a fucking
4 gazillion. Yeah. That's a number. All right,
that's a Google, Googleplex.
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 So, anyways, enough Skyrim. I played a lot of that.
Right.
Played a lot of Warframe again. Me and John are like balls to the wall with that. We're to the point. So if you would jump on when we do, we can craft you some things.
All right.
So we got these whole clan thing going on in our clan hideout. Our clan. That sounds so racist. Anyways, we got flamethrowers we're working on right now.
So you can burn crosses?
Holy shit. Well, so we can... a completely different direction.
No, he set up a clan. So they mentioned the clans.
Well, there's these Zerg-like creatures called Infested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're really
weak to
fire.
You gotta
get
them out of your neighborhood where they lower the property prices and everything.
Well, anyways,
I know the game.
They're very melee based, and a flamethrower would be really nice. So we've been working on building flamethrowers.
I can go so far with that, but I'm not going to.
Well, like we,
the natural progression of thoughts.
The game is not beginner friendly, so me and him have kind of learned a lot of things on our own, and just teaching to people that play with us.
You can't jump to Grand Dragon.
So no,
I went there. Damn it!
But I'm just skipping over that.
All right.
But like at this point, like we're just. We found good ways to earn money quick, so we'll play like 2 or 3 matches, earn a bunch of money, and then make weapons. So we're to the point where I've got like probably 25 or 30 weapons at this point.
25 or 30, okay.
And then I'm at 10 frames now. So, but we've gotten to a point we can earn 30,000 credits in probably half an hour, which means that we can start the blueprints to build something else. And
yeah.
We've already been earning so much shit from all the things we're doing that we're just building weapons.
The game actually is kind of intimidating to me at this point. Because now, whenever I think about playing it, now I've got, like, multiple different reasons why I should hold off on playing it. So
we play it like Warcraft.
I know, that's the thing. That's the problem. So,
like, I mean, like in Warcraft, you never did a dungeon grind to get a weapon?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Stop.
It's a little bit easier, though.
No.
No, no, no. Rephrase that. You used to spend days grinding the same dungeon
It's about 10 times less grindy than Warcraft.
Anybody that's ever fucking wanted to do the Druid Mountain Pack when you could get the Druid
Fuck Mountain that pack. Quest.
I told you. I did that shit for fucking like 6 months straight, still didn't get it. Fuck that thing. Fuck that quest.
Yeah, nothing in here is that bad.
So, basically, I thought about picking up and, you know, and playing Warframe, and then I stopped. You were playing Skyrim, and I was like, alright, as soon as I click on Warframe, he's going to switch over to Warframe. I know this is going
to
happen.
Well, you're seeing me switch over. Like I said, I took a couple of days off this weekend, and it's like, John jumped on Warframe's like, Warcrack? I mean, Warframe?
Right.
I didn't actually say that, but, yeah.
Warcrack. That's what we played with Warcraft.
But, yeah, like, he's cracked out on it, and it's pretty easy. Anytime I say, hey, do you want to play some Warframe? I guess. So
it's kind of like me and Dota about fucking 4 months
ago. Man, I want to play more Dota, but nobody wants to play Dota, and Ren hasn't been on in forever.
Like, the fuck happened to him?
I don't know.
What the fuck happened to you, guy?
Rusty always wants to play Dota.
I'll play Dota any fucking day of the week.
Well, I said
pretty much any of the day, but depending on what I've got going
on. You turned me down. You turned me down.
I did not turn... the one fucking time where I was watching one goddamn... Really? Seriously? Can you...
Yeah,
no, we're gonna more. Okay, fine. There was one fucking day where I watched one fucking movie, and that's the only fucking movie that I've watched in like what, fucking 6 months. Mm. You had to ask me that one fucking time while I was halfway through the fucking movie.
I said never to ask you again.
Oh well, fuck you then.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, just jumping through a couple things that I never talked about that are cool.
Really?
Played a little bit of Rust, but not enough to get a good impression of it.
Yeah.
Played some Sangfroid. Tales of Werewolves. That's the werewolf tower defense game. That game's weird, but it's not bad. I'll play some more of it here soon. I played a lot of Project Zomboid.
Mm-hmm.
That game is weird but cool. It's hard. It's really hard. There's not really a leveling up system. You just pick stats, and it's based on what kind of character you are. And it starts off the game saying, you will die. This is the story of your life kind of thing. And so you got to start off the game thinking, at some point I'm going to die, but you can fortify your base.
You will die.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a weird little top-down isometric zombie sim. And basically just starts you off like in a neighborhood or in a city, or sometimes it's just built to fuck you. So, what?
I'm laughing at him.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do?
It's that Red Bull down, then he makes it with Mountain Dew. Now he's like, got these horrible hiccups and burps. It's like, I'm just sitting there listening to him while you're talking about
getting fucked. What is he doing? Is he holding in a fart?
Yeah, well, you know, I was trying not to belch into the microphone, so that's all right.
It's a rusty trombone.
Anyways.
Oh, God.
That's not kind of uncomfortable.
It was.
Anyways.
So, yeah, this Project Zomboid I'm going to play some more of. I watched some videos to kind of... It's got a really difficult... I'm playing a lot of games with a lot of high difficulty. And it's one of those games that just takes getting into. Once you figure it out, though, it's pretty cool. It's a lot of, all right, so I'm going to go get water, I'm going to go get food, I'm going to try to hide from zombies because I'm not very good at fighting them. Oh, I found a pistol, and I start shooting it, and then now I got a wave of zombies.
Of course.
Stupid idea. Or breaking a window, wave of zombies.
Of course.
So it does that pretty well. But it's in alpha, it's not like a ready game, but it's still fun. So it's not like I can't dog it. Risk of Rain, that's one of the other games I played.
That's another one that's an early access game, right?
It's definitely playable. Played with a few friends, and then I played on my own. Essentially, you just play until you die, and then you start over. It's very roguelike.
Mm.
But it's really fast-paced. It's just a 2D side-scrolling shooting fighting game. And you start picking up weapons and upgrades and items and things like that as you're going through. It's pretty addictive just because it is so fast-paced. Play it with a controller. PC controls suck balls. I tried doing that, but it's weird. It doesn't use WASD. It uses the arrow keys, and I'm against that.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's a stupid idea. Nobody should play a game with arrow keys. Unless it's that, Octodad? Never mind. That game's weird, too. And then I was going to get into Sleeping Dogs, but I didn't do it.
No, did you play it? Or?
I just set up the settings, and John told me to play it, and I didn't.
No, it's a great game, yeah.
I have it downloaded.
I've played Guacamole, too, but that's...
Guacamelee.
Or Guacamelee,
yeah.
The game's not bad, but I just wasn't in the mood for that much side-scrolling action at that point. I needed to get back to playing some more Skyrim.
Sleeping Dogs is one of those games where you got to play it for about... Hey, it's good, don't get me wrong. It's just you'll really get into it after like 6-7 hours of being in there. You'll really get hardcore into it, and you will play it every goddamn night because the story is really good and the city is very expansive. And you just I still have to finish it. I thought I was at the end of the game, and I put a lot of time into it. Then I found out, oh wait, no, this isn't the end of the goddamn game. And at that point, something else came out, and I got sidetracked for the past year. So what I mean, I know exactly where I'm at. I know exactly where I'm at, and I can't wait to see where the story goes. But I keep getting distracted by other shit. So,
but it's like me in books.
Yeah,
I'll get to a point in a book, and I'll know exactly where I'm at. But something fucking distracts me, like I have to do something, and I never pick that book back up.
And I want to go back to it. I really do want to go back to it. I keep getting distracted. Yeah. So,
I will say one more thing, and I'll just shut up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right,
Walking Dead. The new episode,
yeah.
On PC, pretty damn good. That I had a couple of oh shit moments, and some really difficult decisions, and a lot of why would that happen kind of moments. Mm-hmm. But it's so story based, like I really can't talk about it. It feels smoother than the other ones.
Okay.
Not as much, near as much jank. I had a little bit of jank, but not much. But yeah, it was. It's all one character for the most part, and decisions do definitely carry over. So
it took me about 3 hours. The original from season one.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah. It encourages you to play that.
Great. Okay.
Anyways, what have I been up to?
Yeah.
Well,
what have you been up to?
Was it New Year's? The girlfriend she had asked me to go to a friend of hers get together because she wasn't gonna go, but her cousin wanted to get out. And I wanted to do some quick catch-up work because I was taking New Year's Day off. So I just stayed here and did that. And I didn't think it was fair to have her come to Casey's thing, with Justin and them. So I was like, oh, we'll just spend the night in. We'll just do some stuff. Spend the night in and just have fun. So that's what we did. Drank some champagne, bring in the New Year. And, I won't say what else we did. But,
We did some, implied.
We did some stuff. And have fun. But anyways. Really? Huh?
Really?
Really?
Made doll dildos. Yeah.
We made doll dildos for Furbies.
Doll dildos.
Anyways, we did all that. Played some Final Fantasy VIII, of course. Dug deeper into that. I think I don't remember, like 12, 14 hours. I can't remember how far I'm into it. I spent a lot of time in there. Like a level 40 now.
It's like was that a 25 or 30 hour game?
I don't even remember. I think it depends on how much time you really put into it. I'm like a level 40 already, and I'm like just now going off and doing the whole I just kidnapped President Daling.
Oh, okay.
And did all that shit, and Ultimecius finally made herself known and taken Cypher. So we're just inside of that city, Timber. With the satellite systems. I mean, there's still a lot more fucking game in there. I'm not even to the point where we would switch disc yet. So
if you just play through it, you don't spend a lot of time grinding. If I remember right, it's like 36 hours.
Yeah, it's not.
Every Final Fantasy that I've had, I've always maxed the fucking clock out of.
Oh, I spent like 76, 90 hours in there. Yeah,
Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy XIII. That was just a tutorial. Right. So because there was no game.
Right.
Anyways, but Final Fantasy VIII, I mean, I'm still loving that and having fun, and I'll come back to it eventually. I did that. I played some Rias, which is
that game's weird.
Yeah, it's a little world, and you have these powers, these gods that come up, and each one of them does different things, and you can create multiple civilizations on this one thing, and they'll go to war with each other, and it's horrible. The bloodshed is terrible, but it's actually really fun and interesting what you can do with it, and it's cool because I didn't know how much they could micromanage the game, but it's one of those things where you have like your forest god, your ocean god, your mountain god, your swamp god, or the main four that you have at your disposal. And as you're going through, you'll be on, it's a barren wasteland, there's nothing there. So you bring your ocean god out, and you have him burrow out an ocean. At which point you can then build forest or swamp next to the ocean on a number of tiles beyond the ocean where mm-hmm. there's water. And then once you have that, you can go in and you can, once you build that forest, you'll have a settler come in and create a settlement at a random. And at that point, you'll start adding stuff in like fruit, animals for them to harvest and use. And then they'll start building projects, and you have to basically meet certain specifications for that, for the help with that project. Like it says, you know, this particular project works best if it has animals within its boundaries. So you plant more animals in the boundaries of that one project to help speed along its progression. Or it'll say that they need to have this much money earned or this much food earned of what's being used. And so you have to really kind of, you got this small little area. It's not a whole lot of room to mess with. So you really have to, you know, tear down, recreate, move stuff around in order to get it all right. And of course you have cooldowns on a lot of your powers. So it's not so much money you're spending, it's just cooldown time. And yes, a project might have 14 minutes, and that's really not too bad. But if you're having to move it back and forth between different types of things to try and keep the symbiosis going along of how it works, it can become a little daunting. But if you build more areas, then more settlements will come in, and if they decide to go to war with that settlement, then you've got problems. So it kind of, it just becomes this huge big fuck off. But I enjoy it. It's actually, it's a cute game. It's really just kind of zen. Just kick back until somebody goes to war.
Just zen.
It's so. For me, it was like, because there are certain things that the mountain god can do that the swamp god can't do.
Yeah.
And the people that are, you know, the swamp people that inhabit the swamp, they need things that the mountain god can do.
Yeah.
And the water god can do, but the swamp god can't actually do it. So you end up, like, sending your gods all around this fucking world.
Yeah, and you keep moving really, around.
What really bothered me was the interface and trying to get them to move to the right spot.
I didn't have a problem with that. It was just a matter of clicking them and just telling them to go here.
Right.
And once they got close enough, I go ahead and I pick their power I want them to use and just find the right place as they're walking there. When I just tell them, you know, click here, click on the other side of the planet, do what I need to do really quick with the current god over here before I tell him to move over there as well. Have him do that. By that point, the god I sent over there is always already halfway. So now I tell this god to go over there as well. Flip the world around and click on that god that's currently almost there and pick the power I want and tell him where to put it. And then at that point, the other guy is all halfway there, do the same thing, flip the world. It's a lot of little micromanaging really fast and moving around. Then you have to kind of have a little bit of a strategy, but for the most part, it's kind of zen. You can just kick back and just do it. It's just a lot of twisting around, moving shit around.
Yeah, I've recently been playing a lot of, you know, the turn-based strategy games mm-hmm. instead of real-time, so I guess that was why it seemed more frantic to me.
No, it's actually really laid back. I mean, the time restraints on a lot of the temples and shrines and houses and schoolhouses they build are not too bad, so it's just a matter of knowing what you... I mean, really reading what the specifications are and just, you know, clicking on that house really quick they're building just to see the borders and just building really quick within it. You might have to cut some supply, like if they need agate or something like that, if they need resources to harvest minerals, but you need to put something else there, just move the damn thing. Just click it out and then go and, like, say, well, they got a lot of food coming in, they have a lot of animals coming in, so I'll just go and replace one of the animals with this. Plus, you can stack certain things on top of each other, like fruit and animals. So
fruit and animals.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
each tile
counts. Make little, it's like fruit trees. And then
all right, yeah, because
like,
the symbiosis.
Yeah, yeah, so right. It's and a lot of times they'll work together, like blueberries and chickens is right. One of the big ones they promote. And the cool thing is what one god can do, another god can improve.
Yep.
So if one god's planting trees, like I think if you're planting herbs in the swamp with the swamp god, and then you take the tree god, he can come over there and he can upgrade the herbs to tomatoes,
yep.
Which then improves the amount of food they're bringing in. But just because he improved the tomatoes doesn't mean that the creatures in the swamp want to eat tomatoes, so you have to still find an herb or something to put in there for the... that's just an example. It's not actually how that one plays out, but
right.
The tomatoes might be great for the humans, but they might not work well for the wildlife. So you have to find the symbiosis so that everything prospers And then ultimately everybody goes to war. And they start killing each other.
Well, so. That's, and then you like you can choose a civilization and just fucking destroy it. Just
yeah, you can defend your favorite one and you can actually start doing stuff like... You can also fight other... That's why you can empower other gods too with some of your powers. I think the water god, I think he can empower one of the other gods to allow him to do more damage. I think the mountain god can do an earthquake attack.
Yep.
And I forget what the other ones do, but it's an interesting game. I like it.
The swamp one like throws like a poison bomb or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I played a little bit of it. You know, I picked it up and I played like maybe a couple hours of it. Went through the tutorial and I got to the first world where they just say go play.
Yeah.
And I failed pretty horribly on that.
Yeah, it's not bad. I enjoy it. I like the game. It's definitely one of those just Sunday kind of games where you're just kind of bored and you want to play something. It's basically a dumbed down version of Civ, where you're playing gods.
Right.
So it's pretty fun. It reminds me a little bit of Black and White without so much terraforming.
That's what I remember. I remember actually playing Black and White way back in the day.
Well, I still have Black and White on disc. I have Black and White 2 with Monster Island. So I have all those on disc.
Oh, Black and White 2, is that the one where you could there was three different tribes?
Yeah, the different tribes. You could also pick up your tribes people and throw them into the ocean and all that.
I remember, you know, and you can actually you could actually play as part of those tribes. I remember that.
My favorite thing is you could bring out your toys and you have a giant ball and jacks and you just throw it into the village and be like, I'm gonna play ball and jacks. Man, let's see how many of these I can pick up while the ball's just bouncing the shit out of their village. They're screaming, wondering why their god would do this. And you're just picking up jacks and go, oh, well, let me put those back down. Just drop them all in their huts and just be like, oh, you don't want me to play anymore? Oh, let me pick those up. Oh.
There was a volcano evil that stuff. I created that I just kind of like tore down part of it.
That's
just watch the volcano just fill up this little spot where the village was in the valley. I'm like, oh, they're burning.
That's funny is when I play Black and White, it's one of those things where I often wonder if this is kind of partially true to reality, where I actually play as a good god who's fair and just until someone questions me. And at that point, I then just
you throw wrath.
I bring a pox onto their village. I just like, fuck you. It's like, you know, somebody goes like, well, you didn't complete this time quest, so God's not real. And I go, oh, really? I just start like flooding their entire village and just saying, fuck you for having that question mark over your head, you piece of shit. You're unhappy? What about this? I just killed your whole family. We're talking about Black and White since you left. I play as a fair god until somebody questions my existence. And then I decide to just rip their entire village apart. It's sort of a vengeful fuck.
He's not asleep. He's staring at his phone.
Yeah, he's staring at his phone.
Yeah.
But anyway, so played Rias. What else did I play? Man, I played a couple of things. I played some Defense Technica. It's a tower defense game that came out earlier this year. Played some more of that. Very interesting. I played a lot of Tower Wars. Which I love. I love this game. It's a tower defense game, but it's a little bit different. The initial tower defense part of it is just waves. You just hold out.
Tower Wars on?
It's on PC.
Okay.
You just hold out for as long as you fucking can. There's no end. You just keep going. And there's like three. If you go into the single player, there's an option for classic tower defense. It just gives you three maps, and it's just to hold out as long as you can. But the cool thing is to create this new map that's called Flesh versus Metal. You load that one up, and what it is you have your own towers that you create, but you also have your own castle, and which is the base game, but there's also an opponent, PC or actual player, who has his own castle, and he can build his own towers.
Is that Ubi game?
No, this one's not Ubi, I do believe. Here, you look it up, my phone's about to die. Just Tower Wars. But anyways, and what you're doing is in that version of the game, you actually set up your own towers, you have your own path that you need to protect, but you're also generating an army to go off and attack that castle, so you're basically playing the computer's typical role of creating the groups, which is actually pretty damn cool.
I've seen this, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's very steampunky.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you have this one that just brings out a giant mallet and slams it on the ground, and upgrade it, it becomes this giant steel gauntlet mallet that just fucking beats the shit out of people. You use giant turbines to slow people down. You have to set up on a direct path, though. You can actually place it, and then you tell it which way you want the fan to blow. And if you have it to where the people are walking down a path of other towers, it'll slow them down a bit, and the higher you rank it up, better it is. Your basic turrets are arrows, just bows. And when you upgrade them all the way, they become triple bows that shoot out three arrows at once and do a lot of damage. Just it has like a Tesla coil for doing electrical attacks. It has a lava one, which is one of my favorites. That one's actually a really big fucking machine. And you have to set it up probably because it takes up a lot of space. But if you get it to where the person has to come in and loop all the way around it to get out the other side, they take fire damage all the way around and getting lava dumped on them. And so it's really tricky to set it up in the proper way. But it's a very creative game. The music in it is just really fucking awesome. And the design of it and characters, I was really impressed with the game. Nice. And I bought it for my girlfriend, actually, too, because she plays a lot of online free-to-play tower defense games. So I said, you know, you should really get into some of the actual premium tower defense games. And so I bought her this one, and she loves the shit out of it. She can't stop playing it.
Yeah,
so.
This is tower defense on the hex, it looks like.
Mm.
So, because it's, you know, you build the towers on hexagons, and you
yeah, it's all make hexagon, your own, yeah.
You make your own path.
Make your own path, just like regular tower defense. And right. And you have a wide range of towers to pick from. And you just upgrade them. And, of course, you get points from killing. The flesh versus metal round, though, is really interesting because you're building your own army to send off, but you're upgrading, too. So you're getting battle points from people you send in to die. And you can upgrade your actual army pieces to unlock additional army guys that are stronger.
Mm.
Eventually they get shields, eventually they can move faster, eventually you get really big giant mech guys. You have these cool guys who are little tiny dudes, they carry these giant bottles and they're just running out in the field. But the cool thing is if they get shot, the glass flies in the air and falls down and it heals everybody around them. So it's actually kind of cool. I really like it. And it's just a really fun fucking game. I was in a match for 45 minutes holding out against the computer on a regular tower defense, and it was just, the whole fucking map was just covered by the end, and it was just constant, just arrows going off everywhere, Tesla coils, all kinds of shit.
I brought this up last time, but you really should look up Nexus Wars, which is on the StarCraft II arcade. It is basically what you just said, minus having towers. You just create your own armies and they fight against each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks really cool, actually. I
suggest it to anybody. I mean, it's and the fact that it's multiplayer, so you can actually compete against each other with your own castles to defend gives it some pure entertainment at that point. Because, I mean, you can go, I mean, I'm going to go up against Rebecca at some point, you know, and I'm going to stomp the shit out of her. So, no, she'll probably throw up a really good fucking fight. But either way, it's a fun game. I'm trying to think, I did that. I watched After Earth.
Why would you do that?
Because I hadn't watched it yet, and I thought it can't be any worse than Oblivion. And to be honest with you, actually, it wasn't. It actually wasn't that bad compared to what everybody said about it. I was just like, it's kind of boring, but at least it's not Oblivion. That's all I could really say at the end of it. I was just like, I mean, this was actually kind of okay for the most part. I just didn't like the idea of this species of aliens that can smell fear. They can smell fear. And that there's people called ghosts that are humans who can block all fear. So they can just... And they show this really shitty thing at the very beginning of Will Smith just walking by this creature. And he pulls out this giant, like, blade and just goes... Whing! And kills it. And I was like, they could have done that 100 different ways and made it look cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the art style of the movie is actually pretty good.
That was the...
The design of it was pretty cool. But... I really wanted to beat the shit out of his son halfway through the film. I never wanted to beat a minor up.
I tell you what, that
since
movie.
Since watching like Maury Povich, yeah. But I really wanted to beat the shit out of his kid. First off, the accent didn't work.
Yeah,
you're Will Smith's kid. Just get used to it. And he's in the skin tight bodysuit. I'm like, you know what? I even said to my girlfriend, you know what? He's in this movie. Yeah, he was in this movie. And he has a skin-tight suit on and shit. But you know what? The real problem is he was in this movie. And he's got to go back to school. There's going to be all these kids going like, oh, dude, you're in that movie Afterbirth. You know? was like, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. It's like any kid that was in the Super Mario Brothers movie just probably got shit on for years in high school.
Right?
It was when you're a kid, it's a cool movie. When you get older, you're like, that movie sucks.
Son of a bitch.
So I did that. I watched The Family with Robert De Niro. I do suggest it. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Watch that. Oh, shit. Damn it, I watched another one other than that. I just don't remember.
Did I mention how many movies I've watched in the past 6 months?
Yeah. I don't remember. I did watch it.
I've watched like four.
Yeah.
Fucking one.
Well, it's the end of the year. It's the end of the year, so I'm trying to catch up on all the ones I missed this year that were indie movies. Like, The Battery was a zombie film that came out this year that was an indie one. I actually liked it. It was really good.
Human Centipede 4.
No, well, they don't have three out yet, I don't think. So I wouldn't watch it anyway.
Fuck that.
But no, Battery is...
Too much shit involved.
Battery is one of those movies that I think you would like, Justin, because it's this kind of... One, the music, and it's all indie music, is really fucking good. But it's just about these two guys.
Indie in what way, though?
There's just straight up, like, independent fucking... Like, they have a band on there that does a lot of, like, swing, like, indie rock music that's really fucking weird, but it's good.
At least it's not fucking Bright Eyes.
No, it's not that type of shit.
God.
It's a mixture of... like almost stretch style electronic stuff, the ambient stuff, as well as straight up acoustic indie rock crap that's not whiny. It's actually good stuff. I actually went and I favorited all the bands that were on the soundtrack because they were all like they basically all did music for this. They picked songs out just for this movie. It's called The Battery, and it's actually really fucking funny and a really good movie. Try to make the girlfriend watch Steve Zissou, The Life Aquatic.
We never. Can't get into that.
We never got around to it. So, what are you looking at? What's that?
Oh my god!
A real man loves his woman every day. Oh, that's gross. Winter is coming, and so are Red Wings. Yeah. Anyways,
actually, I'm lucky.
Told you so. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyway.
Did you catch up on South Park yet?
I can't even fucking... No, I haven't caught up on South Park yet.
Man, they had this whole 3-episode thing on the Xbox and the PS4.
Really? How whiny did that get?
Really good.
Really?
Yeah, and it also... It seems like it's tying into the game a little bit because they're all dressed up in, like, Game of Thrones armor.
Oh, they're in the... They're, Return of the Lord of the Rings to the Two Towers video store on the, And fucking in the video game.
Yeah, so. It's amazingly funny.
Yeah. I did play the Swapper because I own that.
That game's
just,
cool, huh?
Yeah, I own it. I just never got around to playing it, but I did play that. I played DuckTales.
I saw it was on sale, and then I fucking screwed the pooch on that. So.
It's good.
What do you think about the Swapper, though?
No, the Swapper's fun. It's a very ambient game, very cool.
The visuals are cool.
Yeah, the visuals,
man.
It's all made with found objects and stuff, and claymation, so it's very well done. I did play one big one that a lot of people were wondering about. I played some DayZ, because I finally bought it.
Yeah, you picked that up.
Yeah, I picked it up. I thought, I realized, you know, they're not going to show this on sale.
No.
Even at 10% off, so it's like, fuck it, I'll just buy it. So I bought it at $30 and bit the bullet. I bought that in Mortal Kombat 9. Yeah, which I haven't installed yet because it's like 30 fucking gigs. I was like, screw that for right now. I'll just, because it's the Ultimate Edition, so it comes with all the skins. So I was like, I'll just play DayZ. Install that. I didn't get to play it too much because I logged in. It was nighttime. I couldn't see a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I booted up the contrast and I could kind of make out shapes.
Is there some official servers though?
Yeah, there's some official servers and everything on there. I was running around and I was just like, one, it looks really fucking good. They cleaned it up like majorly badass.
Is
I couldn't figure out
better?
That. Yeah, the inventory's not bad. I couldn't figure out how to turn the fucking flashlight on, so I was just like hiding in this house, kept equipping the flashlight. I could see it, and I was like on. And I kept pushing buttons. It would say turn on. I'm like, yeah, turn on. It just wouldn't turn on. So I was like, fuck it. So I just went running outdoors, and I'm like running, going zombies. Where are you? You know, couldn't find any zombies. It was really isolated where I was. And then I logged out and started into a new server, and they put me on the coastline, and it actually looked like it was just a straight... That area was a straight remake of Electro, almost, is what it seemed like. And it had the harbors to go out, the two of them. And so I was playing around that. I couldn't see any zombies. I thought, well, maybe the server's about to go into a restart, so they've cut everything out for right now. There's a lot of servers on there. I know my friend Jeff has been on there a lot, so I need to talk to him about it and see.
I wonder if there's any PvE servers. Because that was the one thing because I had some trouble with Rust when I first got it, and apparently they were doing some patch. And then I found PvE server, player versus environment, instead of player versus player. The thing with Rust right now is like a lot of people are like, your body stays in that game, and people are killing people while they sleep. So like when you log out, you're
dead.
Like you come back in and you're dead. People rob your house.
Yeah.
So like there's some PvE servers, and like once you close the door, it takes like 25-30 minutes for somebody to break in your house because they can just like chop it down. But they've made it hard to get there, so it's inconvenient. However, the only thing that stays with you are what are on your person. So, like, and if I come back dead, then that's not with me.
Right.
So, I was looking for PvE, and a lot of people were really nice and, like, trying to give me ideas, and I built a shack and stuff like that, but I didn't feel like I got rustified.
Yeah. No, the real thing when it comes to build is a lot of people build in communities around each other.
But I killed a pig with a rock. And
that's pretty much what you have to do. So, but
I was getting hungry.
Yeah, but she's like, I was hungry.
Bacon.
So,
and I saw some penises, and that was weird. But
yeah, they could guys running around. They actually have servers that blur it out, which is kind of nice.
Well, that's probably on the unofficial servers. I was on an official server, so it had schlong, and I wasn't really. I forgot about that aspect.
Yeah,
and it's not big schlong, so you don't have to worry
notice
about
it until you run into someone.
You run into somebody, and the guy was just wearing like an army helmet and carrying a gun, and he was, you know, like. Schlong.
And he's like, welcome to England.
He's like, hey, dude, you're naked. I was like, you're naked too.
Yeah. And then you realize, I am naked.
I was like, I need to find clothes. And it showed me how to build clothes. I was like, you're not going to wear clothes? He's like, no, I prefer it like this.
Yeah, one of the first things I do is I make pants. That's one of the first. Once
that's
I find
an essential item.
Yeah, because you get
pants.
Cold. You get cold.
I would be cold too.
But you run in there. And I'll talk about Rust because I played a lot of it and I enjoy it. And the trick with the community is a lot of people build in communities for protection.
Mm-hmm.
But also just because you can make really big fucking... It's big. You can make a lot of area into a town. But the only problem is that people will come in and start breaking into houses and doing shit. And you'll hear people talking on the server going, hey, this dude's breaking into to your house, blah, blah, blah. And somebody's out scavenging, you know. And so they'll come back and he's taking some of their shit or whatever. And they'll try and find him and the guy will shoot him in the head. And then he'll take their shit and then take more stuff. And it's just some naked dude running around, so you don't expect him to have a gun. And then he pulls out a gun and shoots
somebody. Pulls it out of his ass, like,
just
literally.
Bam! Just shoots somebody. It's really kind of dickheadish, you know? I mean, because ultimately you can craft shit up into, like tactical armor and assault rifles. But you start with nothing, really.
You start with a rock.
Yeah. And you're chopping at trees to get wood, and you're attacking fucking hogs, and you're attacking deer. Well, you don't attack a bear with a rock. Don't do that. That's stupid. If you see a bear, you run away.
You get you're naked, you have a rock in your hand.
But
run the fuck away.
You build a shack pretty easily. There's servers that have time crafting, which basically means you have to wait for it to count down. There's other ones that have instant craft.
Well, it was weird how it crafts, because like you put something into craft, and you start walking, but you're still crafting, essentially, but you can, like, start chopping a tree or something like that while you're, quote-unquote, crafting.
Yeah.
And it's like, now you have a house, and so then you set house and set up your door and all that shit.
The other ones, though, the ones that do instant craft or insta-craft, you just tell craft and boom, it's done. But there's usually, like, a 25-second delay when it's crafting certain things. Some things are longer. But either way, you take your hut, and the thing that I found that really helps out is you find a really out-of-the-way place down by the shore. Because it's not really like it goes into the ocean. It goes to the sheer fucking wall that just cuts down into the ocean. Find a little nook that you can get to that's flat enough to lay a house down and just build there. Because most people, once they see that the ocean's beyond there, they don't bother going any further because they know there's not going to be anybody down there, like a community, so they don't fuck with you. They go back to the community and try and break into those houses. But of course, you're separated from a community, and if it's the middle of the night and you're wanting to harvest some wood, you do kind of have to pay attention to where you're going so you find your way back. Because torches do not last more than, like, I think 170 seconds or 260 seconds or something like that. So they burn out, and you got to really just keep track of where you're going. But you kill a pig. You get skin from that, and you get meat. And if you kill two pigs, you pretty much got food enough to last you a little bit, and you usually have enough skin that you can craft some pants. And once
pants
you craft,
are essential.
They are essential. And the shirt, not so much. It's more that it's your dick that gets cold, according to the thing at the bottom that says cold. So it's your dick. And once you wrap yourself up in some clothes, you can cook some food. The food actually feeds you pretty well. Once you get that, to make a shotgun, for instance, doesn't really take a whole lot. It takes some metal fragments, some wood. It's more the shell, so it kind of becomes a Mad Max thing where you just carry the weapon so people think that you're deadly. And they fucking leave you alone. So, until you can find stuff to make ammo or whatever. And sometimes you'll find world spawned loot boxes. Like, you'll find a crate that the world will spawn.
Or you'll see, like, a plane fly by, and when the plane's flying by, then it's dropping crates.
Yeah. And you'll get stuff out of that, either craftable items or fully crafted stuff. You'll find, the best thing you can do is run around and find a metal axe. You'll find them in crates. And you find that metal axe, you'll chop so much fucking wood, and you can kill hogs and deers really fucking fast. Guys, I mean, it is a world of difference between using a stone hatchet and using a metal axe. Or a metal hatchet.
Or just using a stone.
To kill a hog with a stone is a pain in the ass, because you have to run after the damn thing. And it sucks. With the metal hatchet, you hit it like 3-4 times, it's dead. And then you can just go ahead and harvest stuff out of it. You can even take a bear down with a hatchet.
You harvest chicken breast out of everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like it's got placeholders for different things.
Yeah.
It's a hog, but you're harvesting chicken breast.
Well, it's the food placeholder for raw meat is chicken breast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you'll kill a deer, and then you'll get chicken breast.
It all looks like chicken breast.
Yeah, but it's labeled chicken breast.
Yeah. But it all looks like chicken breast, too. By the way, it's a crafting game with a little bit more updated graphics than, say, Terraria or Minecraft.
A pick and axe game, what?
Yeah. But it's actually fun because you have that player versus environment mentality.
Yeah, the developer was saying he wanted to mix DayZ with Minecraft.
Yeah. And there are zombies in it. They're way off somewhere, and you can kill them, and they'll drop certain items you need specifically from them.
They drop blueprints.
Yeah, they'll drop all kinds of stuff. Oh, that's another thing, you need to get blueprints. You can also write up blueprints, but once you craft an item or use a blueprint, it's permanently in your inventory to construct at that point, so you don't need to get the blueprint again. You can get paper, which you can use for mapping out blueprints and stuff. You can actually take an item that you found that's already been made in the world, and you can actually deconstruct it to figure out how it was made, and then you can craft it yourself. So if you find a shotgun, you can deconstruct the shotgun, but learn how to make one. So you can make one anytime you want. If you just find the shotgun and use it, you're not going to learn how to make it. So it's one of those things where you'll find great items just laying in the world, and then you destroy them. Find out how to make them. And you might find out it's going to take you a little bit of time to find the components to put together.
God damn, that's like... the infection, I want to say War Z, but
I couldn't get into War Z.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I spent a couple hours in that, just a couple good hours trying to find shit, and you just go basically raiding the same fucking static houses.
Yeah.
No,
I gained with it.
It seemed like the loot table on that is just fucked.
It was terrible.
No, I gained
like,
with it.
DayZ's at least a little bit decent with it.
Yeah. But now I gained with a dude in War Z the first night I popped in there, and it was he and I ran into each other at a lumber mill, and I was crashed down in this corner, and I was going through my inventory at the start because I found a shotgun and some shells. So I was like, ooh, hey, I'm set. I got a shotgun. I'm pretty good. And I come around the corner. He's got a handgun, and we're looking at each other, and he goes, friendly? And I was like, yeah, I'm friendly. I'm not going to. He's like, you want to work together? This is my first time in here. I was like, it's my first time too. Let's go fuck around. So we went and we just fucked around and traveled around. No, it was enjoyable. It was just, Milo and Otis with zombies. And we had fun. And I was on there for a little bit. And then I just got off of there. And I just never got back on. And next thing I know, I heard that the hackers were having their way with the servers and fucking with everybody. So it didn't seem very...
You mean on the new DayZ?
No, on the old DayZ. This is War Z.
This is War Z.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is before he had to pull it and rename it. This is the night it came out as War Z Original, I played it, and this was my experience with it. And it was enjoyable. It's just it didn't draw me back.
I think we had a lot of fun with DayZ when it first came out.
That's why I went ahead and bought the new one, because I knew it looked better and I knew it was going to run better.
And DayZ was the one that was originally an Arma mod.
Yeah. And they did an independent one now. My friend Jeff has been in there like 45, 50 fucking hours over the past 2 weeks. So,
well, I heard they're going to add like craftable bases and stuff like that if they haven't already done it.
Yeah.
So you can make a base and like set up a city basically while you're...
My biggest
crafty.
Yeah, my biggest problem was that with those games is the same thing as you. Is I was looking for like a PvE server just so that I can get the experience without having to deal with the fucking giant walking penises.
I don't want to deal with player versus player. There's enough zombies in there that the environment is going to be an issue. I don't want to deal with some asshole dropping me in the middle of me being chased because he fucking aggroed like 30 zombies onto me. I remember we were running and that we got across the road and we were like, hey, we beat the zombies, and that guy comes by on the bicycle dragging another 30 zombies, and they decided to chase us because we were not on a bicycle. Right. And we run up the hill. I got my leg broken. Running up the hill, we survived. And then once I fixed my leg, we come down from the lighthouse from hiding. We fought off a whole bunch of zombies. That's how I got my leg broke. My leg is now fixed. We come down the hill and we see that bicycle and the dude's dead next to it. They finally caught up to him. And we went walking up to him and there's that little shack. But we were like, where's his body? Where's his body? And so we went to the shack to hide out because we knew there were some guys in the next town over that we thought were maybe on their way. So we're hiding out in the shack and we're just kind of waiting to figure out what we're going to do. And this dude just, there's this herd moving around. This guy just opens the door and stares at us and we're like looking at him. And I was just like, open fire, start shooting this guy. He drops to the ground to fake death. And I was like, I think he's still alive. And you're like, no, I think he's dead. I was like, he's still alive. Yeah, he was still alive. So we start shooting him again. Just wipe him out. And then we're like, close the door. They close the door. And we got this dead body in there with us. And like, I know zombies hurt us.
Right.
Did we log out? We were like, yeah. just log out so we get away from the horde. I think we took a shit first and then we logged out. We were alive for a long time before that. We've been playing it
7 hours.
Yeah, we were in there for quite some time, so we had a lot of good shit, some good guns, some extra backpacks, a lot of pork and beans, and we did not want to die. Our characters are probably still on there because I don't think I have popped back in there on that particular one. So he's probably still in there sitting in that fucking shack.
We had like shotguns and M1s and something like that. They're rifles.
Yeah, we had all kinds of stuff. We were pretty. It's like anytime we hear a gunshot, I just fucking drop, go prone, fucking crawl. It's like even if we heard just the smallest thing, and we were playing really cautious, walking like duck walking through the fucking weeds and stuff, and had a lot of close calls.
Yeah, I was looking at screenshots that I've taken because I take a shitload of screenshots.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
and. What, do you look at my activity feed or what?
No. Yeah.
There was that time we were in the industrial district and we got overrun, so we ran into that concrete piping area. I had one door and you had the other of piping chute. And like we were just shooting them in the head as they came up and he had his, and we wiped out the whole area. It was like probably about like 12, 13 zombies we killed, and we just went over there and like, okay, we wiped them out. Let's move on to the next town. Then we got to a barn, which had the two stairs that came up to the sides.
Yeah, and they walk all funky up the stairs.
Yeah, and that's when we got overrun again. Mm-hmm. And we just got to the point where we had to say, okay, we wiped this out, let's just get the fuck out of town. And that's where we led up to that part with the bicycle, which was a very Benny Hill moment. The guy on the motorcycle with the 30... Sorry, the guy on the bike with the fucking 30 zombies chasing him. And I was just like, hey, look at that shit. And then all of a sudden they start running. So I was like, okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, time to go. And the guy actually messaged us on the open world chat and was like, sorry, good luck. Yeah.
So, asshole.
Yeah. And then they came back after him after we wiped out most of them and they got him. So, and I was like, sorry, good luck. So, yeah, actually, I remember we came across him and his bike was stalled. That was it. Remember? Because we ran with the rest of them. They went after him and that's when I typed the sorry, good luck in response. And that's when we hid inside the thing. So he was still alive, but he died.
Yeah, he died.
Fun times. But anyways, so that's everything we did. A little bit over here. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with the rest of the show. So,
see you guys in a minute.
And we are back from our break of excessive belligerence and other things. So, And bacon.
Yeah, I watched Bacon Bowls.
26 times.
26.
We counted BLT and when he actually spelled out bacon. They actually spelled out bacon. We counted
B-A-C-O-N.
Yeah. Fucking amazing.
Yeah, but I can't really, I demanded that we count a BLT. That had to count.
All right, fine.
Is that 27?
Short for, no, that's 26.
That was 26.
Yeah, that I can't. We counted that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We didn't count the dude that was, like,
oh, yeah, a mile a minute at the end of the fight. It's like, oh, wait, 100, 400, there's a bacon. Bacon. We didn't count that one. Bacon! Anyways, so we had a break. We're going to jump in. Do we have any on Facebook? Anything on Facebook?
Yeah, we had a couple things for you. Did we?
I don't know. Yeah, we had last week's question.
Oh my god, yeah, what was last week's question?
Justin's pulling it up here.
Quickly.
He's usually prepared. Faster in the draw.
I wasn't prepared.
I am not prepared.
Oh god. So, wrong site. Hold on.
So, wow. Okay, well, 6x7 coming.
Alright, he's got it. This ought to be funny.
Carrie says more sex.
Oh, wait, no. What was the question?
No. What is your New Year's gaming resolution, overall game of the year? Carrie says more sex.
Okay.
Matt says less WoW, more games. Paul says game of the year is The Last of Us, and New Year gaming resolution is to finish off all the games that I have in my backlog and I have a lot.
Yeah. Loud. Good luck.
Yeah, my backlog sucks.
That's my New Year's gaming resolution, is to finally finish all those games I walked away from that were good. I just got distracted, so.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I need to stop modding.
Yeah, you do. That eats up so much of your gaming time.
I know. So, I ate up all my New Year's Day.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Modding.
Okay.
So, do you have a New Year's resolution?
No.
I think I said my last time, which was actually get through Dark Souls all the way through.
Yeah, it doesn't take months. It doesn't take a lot, man. I'm serious. I have a game that's one game through plus half a game through 60 hours.
Well, yeah. So. What? Stop pointing at shit.
That was weird.
What did it do? What?
It dropped it into a separate track.
Oh, I don't know what you did. Zoom in. Anyways, so...
Magnifying glass.
Expand.
Go.
Illuminate. Go to the ends.
Illuminate.
Keep going.
And stop.
And we're still going.
Yeah.
Then we're good. Okay, so. All
right.
So our next question, our question for next week is going to be, what is your most anticipated game of next year? Or this year, basically. Because that's the big hot topic with all the games that are scheduled to come out. Plus, what is rumored to be coming out. Jason, what's on your list?
The Division.
Good.
I'll be playing that with you.
Yeah. Same here.
I can't decide between Titanfall or Thief is the second.
Yeah. Alright. Mine, before it gets set again.
Go ahead.
Because it's going to get set again, is I've already bought Thief, right. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. The Division is another one, and Titanfall. Those are the three games I'm really looking forward to the early part of this year. So, yeah.
Boy, I've got so many of them.
Did I just say your name?
Well,
Justin, what is your most anticipated game of this year?
Wasteland 2, then followed up by Dark Souls 2.
Uh-huh.
And we touched the tips.
I'll put Dark Souls 2 on mine. That's 4. So.
And none of those are on new consoles.
Yeah. What about the Dick of Truth?
Well, I mean, that's going to be on there, but I just want to name two.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of other games I want
to. So moving on, we can go ahead and move on to what's the next news? Rusty, what are you looking forward to this year?
Fucking Titanfall, yeah, so Watch Dogs, because nobody said it, and Division.
That's because we were looking forward to it last year.
PC?
Yeah.
ESO's going to be on PC, yeah.
I'll play it with you.
Yeah, I think
I at least play 1 month. Wait, and if 1 month is good, I'll play 2 months.
Those are all coming out for PC, isn't it? I think
ESO will be on PC, Watch Dogs will be on PC, and then what was the other one you said?
Division.
The Division. Yeah.
I'll play that on Xbox One, because I know McNulty will be
I'm going to have that on Xbox One.
So. Okay, and Titanfall, of course, is going to be on PC. So, yeah, I'm going to probably pick those up.
I have Stick of Truth and Dark Souls 2 pre-ordered. Mm. because I just have to have those.
You know, I'm taking donations for, well,
that's
for
my birthday game, wish is Dark Souls for my birthday. So we still got $7 sitting there from Earl.
Yeah.
So I just sitting there. That's where the fund is.
Right at the computer.
Right there. Really? The computer.
I said I was gonna give you $5 and then I put it back in my wallet for some reason. So
hey,
I still already pledged $5 by spending on beer.
Oh. Thank you.
No.
Anyway, so that's our question for next week is what's your most anticipated game of this coming year? It's pretty much a given that that's a question on most fucking forums at the moment because it's the beginning of the year.
Well, there's not a lot of fucking news going on. I mean, the games released. People are not buying anything right now because we're all broke.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sure. January is the month of broke.
Yeah.
The month of broke.
So, with that, that's our question. We're going to move on to some news really quick. We have a little bit of news.
Hack Attack.
Yeah, Hack Attack.
Hack Attack!
On Steam.
There was... pretty major hack attacks over the past couple weeks on Steam.
Yeah, annoying.
Fucking
Blizzard.
Yeah, Blizzard servers, Steam servers,
League of Legends.
Yeah, Dota League of Legends. 2, a lot of those places.
Origins
ended up getting hacked with denial, and well, not hacked, but you know
they got denial
service.
Yeah,
which really was one of the reasons why. The Steam sales were so freaking bogged down every time they would change over. It would kill their domain.
Well, and what started it is, what was the name of the group that did it?
DERP. The fucking name.
DERP was saying that if Phantom Lord lost, was it a Dota match?
Yeah, it was a Dota match.
Yeah.
That they would take down all these servers.
He didn't even completely lose the fucking match. It was his team had taken a turn for the worse, and then they started attacking.
What a bunch of shitheads.
So, this group, DERP, told Phantom Lord if he lost his current game of Dota 2, it would bring down the game's servers. Just as Phantom Lord's team took a turn for the worst, the server he was playing on went down.
Yep.
It then proceeded to harass the streamer, taking down servers for every game he subsequently tried to play, including Club Penguin. It also took down EA.com in the interim.
Yeah.
So basically, their hack affected EA.com, League of Legends, Dota 2, Blizzard servers.
And is it EA.com?
Yeah, Battle.net.
And Battle.net.
Yeah, so it was... something to the, you know, to the effect of him just being a target, and then they just went all around. And apparently,
could they just, like, if they didn't like it, just lock out his login and not lock it out for everybody?
Well, that's not the way that they did it, because they were also saying that they were against money grubbing freaking companies. I guess
yeah, a bunch of fucking young punks.
Well, it's winter break. What do you expect?
Hey, right? Guess what? That's what makes the fucking world go around.
Exactly.
Get used to it.
But they were systematically hitting the games that he was playing, and Phantom Lord reports that the police were even sent to his house, placing him under arrest at gunpoint, presumably on the back of a prank call-in. Hmm. So they had, you know, they were searching his house and everything. Hmm. He had posted like a half an hour, you know, YouTube video on it, and I never actually watched it, but. It got pretty crazy. So,
yeah, no, I imagine.
You know, if you're into that, I fucking hate having my fucking games interrupted.
Well, there was no point to it.
Yeah, I mean, these guys were just going around doing DDoS attacks on whatever server he was logged into, and that's horrible.
It wasn't necessarily just his servers, though. They were like, okay, well, while we're doing this, we might as well just throw a bunch of fucking, you know, bots at this, and we just throw another fucking, you know, botnet at that, and fucking destroy the, you know, destroy some of the Steam sales that they were going on. And yeah, it's just a bunch of school kids that were out way too fucking long.
Yeah. With nice computers, their parents bought them.
Well, it's not necessarily their computers.
I know. I'm just giving shit. By the way, so that was the news on the on that.
That was the major news from the last week.
Well, there was a couple of, you know, a couple of games and a couple developers that were pulling they're pulling their digital distributions from different retailers like Steam and Good Old Games and stuff like that. And the Fallout games, the Fallout, Fallout 2, and Fallout Tactics were pulled. And a lot of these are being pulled right at the end of the year because of contract issues. So they'll probably end up coming back at some point. It's just
that they realize the Fallout games got pulled.
Yeah, they were pulled out. On December 31st. Yep.
Steam and GOG.
Yep. So
where the fuck do you buy that now?
Well, I don't know. I guess you would
find a used copy.
Well, I think they have the like an anthology of those.
I wonder how much games? I wonder how much I have the disc copies of those games.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to play it when we worked at that web place.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, these are generally contract issues that get worked out, and then they'll be back up on Good Old Games and.
Yeah.
You know, back up on Steam.
Well, it's like Activision pulled Deadpool.
Yeah.
And a couple others, like Spider-Man, from Steam and GOG and all that stuff. But, I mean, Disney owns that, and that's what they were selling it on there. Actually, they own it so they can keep selling it. There's no contract at that point.
Right.
So they're selling the Disney digital front. And then, we'll see how that just plays out. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Most likely it's not.
It happens with just about every company. It looks, it happens with, with television providers and fucking, and having certain channels removed for certain periods of time.
Even Disney was pulling certain movies off of Amazon's Instant Queue.
Yeah.
But if you purchased it, it was still in your account. If you purchased Deadpool, it's still in your account. You can play it. It's not purchasable at the moment.
Right.
And with Disney, Disney pulled a few movies off of their digital streaming service through Amazon just because they were going to show it on TV and they wanted to get people to watch it on the ratings rather than just to purchase it straight through them. So it's all a tactic thing a lot of the times that they're doing, or it's a contract thing where it just needs to get renewed. So
an old contract thing. When it comes down to the old Fallout games, nobody really thinks about those. So I don't know.
Alright, well, is there anything else on news?
That's pretty much it.
No, kind of news like.
Well, there's some news stories we're just waiting for them to flesh out more before we actually report anything. So next week we'll have words on that. So moving along, that was our news. It pretty much brings us down to any upcoming games that are coming out.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. I mean,
like next month is when we're gonna see Thief finally come out for us.
Yeah. Cold Alley came out for PC.
What's that?
Cold Alley. It's like a fighter based game.
Okay.
Like World War II fighter.
Okay.
Time Viking coming out on Xbox Games Network. Mega Man X2 coming out for Wii U.
Yay.
I am skipping stuff. Dr. Luigi is out on Wii U.
Dr. Luigi.
I'm kind of interested. Don't Starve is out on PS4 as of the time you're listening to this. I like it. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance is out on PC as of the 9th.
Revengeance. Sorry, I laugh every time I hear that name. Let's just make
a word. And Unepic's out on Wii U. Definitive Editions for Dragon Ball Z. Tomb Raider coming out later this month on the 28th. And that's pretty much it. That's
on PlayStation.
That's the original
Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
That's the original Tomb Raider, though. That's not.
That's the new one.
It's the new
one. That's Crystal Dynamics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the.
That's the updated one where they make her look like a 13-year-old.
The picture that the site that I was getting that from, the picture was the original Tomb Raider. I'm like, that's
really
weird.
But starting next month and into March is when some newer games will start launching out, like Thief, and then Titanfall is supposed to be out in March, so it's Dark Souls.
Yeah.
So we'll get some of these newer games coming out around then.
It'll come out right around the time I need to do finals.
Yeah, well, it gives us a chance to recuperate from the holidays. So.
Right, well, catch up on our backlog, so I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about our backlog. We'll find ways to keep it interesting.
I'll talk a lot about your backlog. So, but anyways, that's our upcoming games. Sorry, I was about to yawn and then I stopped myself. Anyway, there it is.
And
anyway, so
everybody else yawns.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Way too much caffeine.
Another one.
Anyways, so also I picked something up. I picked something up for Jason since I had not gotten a chance to Christmas shop for him yet. Oh, look at you! And I got it for him.
Oh, live on the show.
You're giving him a credit card. Here you go. I got you a Starbucks card.
Oh, yours is coming, sir.
Yeah. So there you go. Go and get some coffee.
Starbucks card.
I don't remember how. I don't remember if it's 15 or 20. I don't recall. So
spend it till it's out.
Fun.
That's awesome.
You can check the balance.
That's gonna be like two cups of coffee.
So no, it's like three. But all still. Right. There you go. But I was in there for a meeting the other week, and I was still trying to figure out something to get you. And I was like, man, it's just he's never on Steam because he has a PC to play it on. Console, I don't know what the fuck it says. Like, fuck, I'll get him caffeine.
There you go.
So, because you know, working at caffeine the job works. I used to work at, he's gonna need it.
Yep.
So,
you drive by a fucking Starbucks every morning.
Oh yeah.
So there you go. But anyways, with that, we pretty much got the end of the show. That's the end of the show. Goodbye.
So plugs
and fuck off.
See.
And plugs.
Yeah. Find friends of the show. CarouselPodcast.com. For the Love of Gaming. ElseWorldsPodcast.com. BMFcast.com and That Video Game Podcast or TVGP.TV. They do good things.
Very good things.
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on facebook.com/tiltcast and twitter.com/tiltcast. Find us on Stitcher and iTunes.
Tiltcast.
And email us at tbag@tiltcast.com.
Bacon.
Tiltcast.
And that is T, the letter T.
Letter T.
And then BAG.
Tiltcast. Bacon Bowls, Dark Souls 2.
Bacon Bowls.
Bacon bowl.
I think it should be bacon souls.
Bacon soul.
I eat my eggs out of a bacon soul.
Bacon souls 3. Bacon souls.
Search for more bacon.
With that, we're out.
Yeah, we're done. We'll catch you guys later.
Yep.
Peace.